You're listening to Nowhere in Mulberry, film, television, pop culture. It's where you find it.
JD, we got a survivor.
It's okay, we're here to help. You seem to be in some sort of...
You okay?
She hit me, man. She took a chunk clean right out of me.
Stay down. I'm warning you. Stay down!
She's crazy.
I mean it!
Bitch isn't standing now.
What was all the shooting?
We found a survivor.
And you shot him?
She bit me.
Have a one-to-one chat with one of our gorgeous zombies. Call now and speak to real zombies in your area. Call Zombie Chat now on 0909-879-6660.
Official is prepared to comment. Religious groups are calling it Judgment Day. There's panic on the streets
of London. As an increasing number of reports of
serious attacks on
people who are literally being
eaten alive.
A witness reports are sketchy. One unifying detail seems to be that the attackers in many instances appear to be
dead excited to have with us here a sensational chart-topping
or ideological connection between those committing the atrocities and perhaps more alarming...
It's been a hard day's night.
Bart, I'm going to get you some ice cream at the store since I'm saving so much money on Diet Cola.
Say your prayers, Simpson.
Because the schools can't force you like they should.
You're going to be my murder victim, Bart.
In our school production of Lizzie Borden, starring Martin Prince as Lizzie.
40 whacks with a wet noodle, Bart!
Brains.
They're still here.
They're after us. They know we're still in here.
They're after the place. They don't know why. They just remember. Remember that they want to be in here.
What the hell are they?
They're us, that's all. There's no more room in hell.
What?
something my granddaddy used to tell us. You know Mukumbo? Fudu. Granddad was a priest in Trinidad. He used to tell us, when there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
Yeah! Woohoo! Happy Halloween, everybody! Yes!
Boom goes the dynamite, I guess. Oh, hey, everybody, it's me, the Jay Strom. Welcome to the show. It's a crazy Friday show, that type stuff, and I don't know what I'm talking about, but welcome to the show. It's time for Nowhere Mulberry. Hey, everybody! There's a special surprise! Laura!
Hey!
Hey, Laura. The NIM fitness guru, should I say.
You should.
We haven't seen you in so long.
I've been working a lot.
It's great to have you here.
Thanks, Jason.
Our special, it's coinciding pretty much around Halloween, you know, a little bit before that. We also have here Mulberry Bill, the Mulberry historian. How you doing, Bill?
Where's Steven?
he's en route to the Nowhere Mulberry Studios.
So I'm all right. I don't feel particularly wonderful tonight, but I think it's the zombie virus.
Oh no! What? See, we've had a little bit of that going around, Bill.
This morning I was out taking garbage out, and some crazy little like spider monkey thing bit me.
Oh,
then
no.
Jumped back in the trees.
It wasn't by any chance a Sumatran rat monkey, was it?
I didn't get a good look at it, but it did look radish.
Oh no. No, Bill, you don't have long, so we better get the show going. You know, I've heard that there's there's some zombies roaming around the neighborhood, and I told Foggy to occasionally let a zombie in so we could kill it with a case. Severin, go unlock the front door. Steven is trying to get in the house.
Are you sure it's Steven?
Make sure it's not Steven.
Make sure it's not a zombie. This is hilarious. Steven trying to get in. So basically what we're going to have Foggy do is occasionally let a zombie in. I know that sounds crazy,
guys. That's ridiculous.
I know, but we're going to choose a...
You have to thin the herd.
We're going to choose a random weapon to off a zombie with, okay?
Okay, that's kind of awesome.
So that'd be pretty awesome.
Brains.
Was that not a ridiculous song, Bill?
Yes.
There's like so many different levels of awful. It's tongue-in-cheek awful, but it's also just awful.
Yeah.
But it's hilarious. You can't help but laugh at it.
It's ridiculous.
I do like that little bit whenever, like, I don't know if you'd call that the bridge, but that spot, like, right after the chorus, the...
It sounded
deathlike.
I wish I could remember who posted that on Facebook, the video to that, because it's in black and white, like Night of the Living Dead, and they're playing, and they look like the Beatles, but they're...
They're barely playing.
The name of the band is The Zombeatles.
Yeah, I've seen it.
And it is pretty silly. Oh, who the hell is talking?
What?
Is this Steven? Steven the Pop Culture Zone. How's it going, Steven?
Good.
Hey, welcome. And, hey, you get the first zombie kill, Steven. Why not?
Sweet.
Okay, Foggy said.
I don't think that's fair.
Yeah,
you arrived late.
I don't think it's
late.
Fair either.
All right, Bill,
he
you
should
get the
be
first
penalized.
All right, Bill, do you want to kill?
I flew in.
No, I think Laura should get it because she hasn't been here for, like, 3
You're
weeks.
You're right, Bill.
That'd yeah.
Be... Okay, Laura, you get a choice. Do you want to kill a zombie with a ninja star or a lightsaber?
Ninja star to the head.
All right, let's check it out. Let the zombie in.
Ooh, ninja star to the head.
Nice. Hey, good job.
Yeah, but now you have to go up to it and hit it with like a bat to drive it in.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it might just lodge itself in the like the cranium.
Tap.
Well, luckily, Bill, she got right in the eye socket where the prong just
oh,
got
excellent.
Right
precision
in there.
Aim.
Yeah, really good, Laura. You must have been practicing.
I
that's
was.
Not fair. So occasionally we'll have another zombie kill. But it's great to have everyone here, the whole Nora Mulberry family. We even have Severin there in the background. Hey, Severin.
Hello.
Oh, that's a zombie. It might be a zombie, so just in case.
Sounded kind of zombie-ish.
Now, Bill, this week, I'm not fishing here for any birthday wishes. I got a lot of them on Facebook, and I felt really special. But I didn't think I was going to get to play Batman Arkham City. I was like, everyone's getting to play this but me. You know, exactly like a big baby stomping around. But then I got it for my birthday. I was so excited, Bill. My wife, who hates when I play video games because I don't get things done, got it for me. So it proves she really loves me, I think.
Well, it also proves that she's finally relenting.
Yeah. Well, you know what it was cool that she said is, the commercials made it look cool. And I was like, you're right. It does look cool.
That's because it is cool.
And you've been playing it, haven't you, Bill?
Yeah, I finished the main story. I still have some side missions and stuff to clean up. But they've made it enormous. The first Arkham Asylum game was big.
And I loved it.
Yeah, but man, this sucker is intimidating at times because there's... You know how there were Joker, like, Riddler trophies? Sorry, yes. Not Joker. Riddler trophies and stuff spread around.
Yeah, I never went after any of those, by the way.
Well, I think there was like 250 of them in wow. Arkham Asylum. In Arkham City, there's 400.
Holy jeez.
And there's these areas where he actually sets up traps.
Oh, nice.
Where you have to outsmart the trap to get the trophy.
Cool.
So there, it's. I haven't even really gotten into them. I've been killed a couple times by the traps just out of curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
But the game itself is fantastic. The story's amazing. The voice acting is second to none. I mean, come on, Kevin Conroy and Mark Hamill are Batman and the Joker.
Well, in the game, the first game, the voice acting was fantastic.
Yeah, but now the story's even better. Paul Dini and his crew have outdone themselves.
Nice. I'm really excited to play it. It looks beautiful, and can you be Catwoman yet? Or is that
yeah, it's the initial. You have to download it first. The DLC comes with the game, and actually, it starts off with Catwoman.
Oh, nice.
Whenever you do that, the game starts with Catwoman, and then after you beat the game with Batman, go through the credits and everything. It you go back to Catwoman. You have to escape Arkham City, and I haven't played through that part yet, but.
Nice.
I will here eventually. There's just so many games that have come out and are coming out within the next couple months that I've been a little overwhelmed.
Life's been good to me.
Okay. But I'm really excited to play that. But I started playing a game. Again, Bill, you know, I'll get a game and have it in the cellophane. I don't even open it. Everyone's played it. You know, everyone's playing it but me. And I don't really do that, guys. I think I'm convincing you guys of that. But it's all made up, okay? But, Bill, a while back, you sent me L.A. Noir.
Noir?
L.A. Noir.
Noir?
Are you making fun of me?
No, I'm not. That's how I pronounce it. Noir.
L.A. Noir.
Noir.
You sound like a zombie.
Brains.
Oh, it's starting to take hold.
Bill!
Oh, why am I in the bushes?
All right. Bill, random zombie kill, crossbow or lightsaber?
Crossbow. Oh, that's satisfying as hell.
I love that nice. Sack of potatoes sound effect, don't you?
I like the entry. It's kind of that thunk and then kind of a squishiness.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
So beautiful. But I love L.A. Noir, Bill.
Yeah.
Damn you! L.A. Noir. It's a fun game, huh?
It is. Who's calling me?
The zombie. He's pissed.
I'm going to hit the phone.
Ringer's been muted.
Let me in, Bill. I'm at the
You can't fool me. You're a zombie.
Noir.
Noir.
Is somebody calling the curriculum. Noir.
I'd like to go to the store. Hey, do you guys have any copies of L.A.? Noir.
Yeah. Like, what are you like?
Excuse me, sir?
What's wrong with this man?
But it's a fun game, and I'm really getting into it. And you know what's funny, though? Because it has this state-of-the-art motion capture of your facial expressions. And the whole thing is you interrogate people. You see if they're lying or telling the truth or you doubt what they're saying. But the way the face is attached to the body, it's very uncanny valley, isn't it?
It is. It's incredibly creepy at times.
It's, like, creepy the way they move and stuff. But it's a lot of fun. It's good stuff. Unfortunately, the studio who made it apparently abused their employees.
Team Bondi.
Yeah, apparently they made them work really hard hours and never gave them time off with threats of being fired if they did.
And it was in development hell for like 7 years or something.
You can tell they put so much work into it. You know, it's like Grand Theft Auto where you could walk around the city of L.A. in 1940s.
7 years in development?
Yeah.
But when you walk around the town and look at the storefronts, all the details of the displays and, you know, the signs, the motorized signs, advertising things, it's just incredible, you know?
It is.
It really is beautiful.
And we are going to be getting the Grand Theft Auto 5 here soon. There's a trailer premiere, I think, November 2nd.
Now, that I'm really excited about because I loved Grand Theft Auto 4. So much.
Nico, cousin.
Hey, cousin. I love Nico. I hope he shows up in a cameo or something. I just love that game. You know, we've all talked about it before. We like the Grand Theft Auto games, but never did I finish one before. I play it and get really bored. But Grand Theft Auto 4 was the first one where I like got to the end. I finished the story. Now, once you finish the story, it's like, I don't feel like playing this anymore. But, and I played what was the biker one, Bill?
The Lost in the Dam.
Yeah, I enjoyed that too. I never did finish Ballad of Gay Tony, though.
What was great about it is how they all tied into the original story, Ballad of Gay Tony.
And they would overlap. Oh, I didn't know that. I guess I'm going to have to play it.
Oh, yeah, the Ballad of Gay Tony ties into the it ties into the same mission that Lost in the Dam did with the diamond heist.
Oh, man, it's so funny when Nico's cousin shows up in the Lost in the Damned where he's in your trunk or whatever. Are you in the trunk? It's just hilarious how they overlap it. It's beautiful. A thing of beauty, I should say. But, okay, Arkham City and L.A. Noire, we got that out of the way, right?
Yep. City rocks.
I am so happy to report that we have a new twin IM from Adam and Ross.
Yay.
Congratulations to Adam, who has a new baby girl.
I thought it was a baby boy.
No, it's a baby girl.
Oh yeah, it is a baby girl. You know what? The baby boy is Brock.
Oh, Brock. One of our listeners, Brock. Yeah,
Podcasting's Brock has a baby boy now.
Oh, nice. Congratulations to you, sir. Should I say. Now, we have a twin IM here, and I got to say, it was extra long, so what I'm going to do is put the long version in the forum where people can listen to that. This is the Nora Mulberry-friendly version where doesn't overstay its welcome, where you're like, come on, guys. You know what I mean? No, I'm kidding. They did a great job. It's just really long.
It's a teaser to make them want to listen.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and check this out where Adam and Ross, they do their stuff. Let's check it out.
Episode 8, The Ocho, October 22nd, 2005. Steven talks about falling asleep. Vanessa does something else. Jason talks about other things. And Bill says he likes the Family Guy. A drop is born here.
Wait,
right,
what?
Brad, Steven's worker friend.
A worker.
He calls in and he gives you this little ditty.
Now, guys, we got a voicemail from one of Steven's co-workers. Got to hear this. I think it's pretty funny. This is who's this, Brad?
Brad.
Brad. Okay, here's his voicemail.
Hey, how you doing? I'm a worker with Steven. My name's Brad. Just want to tell you guys a little bit about him out here in L.A.
Still
we
Steven.
Went to Venice Beach the other day, and Steven kicked out of the crowd to be a performer on one of the side shows at Venice Beach. Well, as soon as he got picked out, say, he says, hey, man, come here, you chicken legs, you KFC chicken legs.
There it is.
Because he was wearing shorts and his legs were all white. And then the performer said, dude, what's up with that white hair? He says, it's me, I'm wild. So just thought it's
really kind of like an awkward experience if you think about it to me.
Yeah.
Because the guy's like, you know, pulling up his pant leg, commenting on his white, milky skin, rubbing his hands through his hair.
Gosh.
It's kind of traumatic. I can see why Brad doesn't call in anymore because, you know, after an awkward moment like that, you just want to distance yourself.
I wonder whatever happened to Brad.
I know.
I wonder if... I bet you we could scour Steven's friends on
if they
Facebook.
Even are friends anymore. Well, they probably had some weird work experience on the road, you know?
Like, Brad probably, like, stole all of Steven's wire strippers.
Yeah, exactly. And they got into like an argument over one night at dinner, and it was like a public argument. And
at like, I don't know, like a
Chili's.
At a Chili's, yeah.
What is he talking about? Blonde hair? Or what?
No, not blonde. It's because it's brightly colored hair.
Oh, okay.
Steven
Wait, the performer had brightly colored hair?
No, I do.
Hey, man, come here, you chicken legs, you KFC chicken legs.
Oh, I think Foggy's got a new drop. Play that again, Foggy.
Hey, man, come here, you chicken legs, you KFC chicken legs.
Whenever I need to call Steven.
I remember hearing that, like, I don't know, when we first started listening to the episodes and being like, what is that from? Like, who said that? Like, why did they say that? And then, you know,
and
going back.
And if you notice, the drop is born, like, as a drop right after.
Yeah, right after the clip.
The
Foggy
clip.
Had it all prepared.
That's pretty awesome. All right, so this next one is what we like to call Bill is a big flaming hypocrite. Okay? So why don't you play this? I want you to play it, and then I want you to play it, like, another 7 times.
Okay.
That's a good show. Number 2 on the worst shows is The Family Guy. Do you guys all like The Family Guy?
Yeah, I like to watch The Family
Here's
Guy.
Here's what they say
Okay,
about
stop it, and then play it again.
Yeah, I like to watch The Family
Here's
Guy.
What they
One more time, please.
Yeah, I'm loving this, actually.
Yeah, I like to watch The Family
Here's
Guy.
What
exactly.
Now, at what point in his watching of The Family Guy did he just decide, nope, I hate it?
Well,
he's pretty adamant about the fact that he hated The Family Guy, and we have empirical proof that he used to like it.
Well, you know, it's not, it's just, everybody goes through this, you know, you like something at first, and then The Family Guy, I don't watch it that much anymore. I used to watch it a lot. But I think Bill was probably just watching it one day, and he was like, really? Another pop culture reference? And there's like 90 of them in each episode.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think he probably just got tired of it. Because then later I've heard him say, it's just like, okay, we know you guys know about pop culture now. You know what I mean? He's just got tired of it,
See,
probably.
The thing is I used to really like The Family Guy until I started listening to Nowhere in Mulberry.
Yeah.
And... like, for some reason, because I'm such a follower, you know, I'm not a leader at all.
Same
it's
way.
Completely changed my opinion
about
that show. And, I was kind of felt like I was backstabbed when I listened to episode 8.
Dude, I'm the same exact way. And I'm that way on a lot. There are a lot of things that I'll hear. Because it's not like when Bill goes off about something or when Jason has an opinion about something, I have to, like, If my opinion differs from theirs, I have to, like, have a conversation with myself. Be like, Adam.
Why do I like this?
Be a real person. Don't just not like it because Bill and Jason don't like it. Adam, you liked Zombieland. You like it. It's a
you
good
liked the holiday.
Movie. And if Jason hates it for whatever reason, that's fine. But I do like that movie. And so, like... because I agree with them on so much that when they do, when you come across something they disagree, you know, you're like, okay, wait a minute, should I reevaluate why I like this? Like, that's
yeah,
how
exactly.
I actually, but like, that's, I'm the same way with Family Guy. When they first started talking about it, I was like, I don't watch that anymore. Yeah, that is stupid. Even though I did, like, really enjoy it. Like, that one time with the old man that calls on the voicemail.
Yeah.
But, Jason asked us, since we were going to go back through all these old shows, and talk about him in great detail. That's one of the things he asked me to do is to keep up with contradictions.
There you go.
Now, this is a funny bit here. This is Britney Spears when she had her babies. It was like a big deal about getting photos of them. And this is kind of a
all
funny
right, in
bit.
In New York, Britney Spears threatened to take legal action Friday after pictures of her newborn son popped up on the internet, apparently stolen from a private photo
her
shoot.
Voice.
At least two websites.
Well, look who it is. Hi, bitch.
And that drop right
somebody
there became a famous drop. Anytime
a picture
Britney
of her
Spears
kid,
is mentioned, he plays that drop.
Yeah, it says at least two websites showed photos of Spears embracing her child as well as a family portrait.
That's sick.
Oh, no!
Were they in front of the trailer?
Yeah, exactly.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
With Kevin Federline in the background with his 5 o'clock shadow and baseball cap.
And wife beater shirt.
Yeah, and phone pressed to his ear.
Fuzzy Elvis poster.
So was the kid, like, she just got Elvis done giving birth?
No,
someone, like, ran in was like...
No, she had family portrait taken by professional.
Oh, she went to, like, Olin Mills or something?
Climber Craft.
Olin Mills.
I had that little signature down in the corner. And some reporters, I...
With that flat matte finish and the blue background.
It's almost you can wash this photo church, and it won't hurt.
It's always good to have a flat matte finish because you don't get the glare. So,
God, Olin Mills.
I really hope that Brittany got the flat matte finish.
I hope they stretched it on the fake canvas.
You know what the funniest thing about that is? Because Steven and I frame pictures is they do the, let's put your photo on a stretched canvas. It's like it's a painting. No, it's not a painting. It's a freaking photograph glued to a canvas.
And it still have the Olin Mills.
It's still said Olin Mills, and they put this like shellac on top of it, dull finish to make it look like paint strokes.
All right, awesome. All right, the last clip is the first little bit of Scientology talk, and there's going to be a lot more of this, but this was the first conversation that they.
How much did you guys love that Katie Holmes interview?
Oh,
that
was terrific.
It's hard.
No wonder she's dating him.
No, I think
I just hope to clear myself of Thetan. Thetan is really dangerous.
No, I've been practicing being quiet for hours so I can have my silent birth.
Would have been better if she said, Katie, how are you getting prepared for birth? She goes, no, I want to talk about something serious for a minute. All right. Xenu is in a battery-powered prison right now, and he could get out at any time. We need to make sure that that battery never goes dead. And that's why I am raising millions of dollars of funds to fly to planet X2 Xenon 4 in my DC-10 airliner, and I'm going
to
recharge that battery with my ever-ready bunny thing. I got nothing.
My child is the chosen one. So we can recharge it with static electricity.
Much like
Xenu has a very dangerous.
They just skip right over that. It's so funny.
If you recall about tax problems, don't go. That's just Xenu. He's going to put you in a movie theater and show you films on stuff. It's like, what the hell are you talking about? Are you knitting shit booties for your baby? I don't care about the Xenu horse shit.
Xenu.
Did you see?
We love Xenu.
It's awesome. They really, like, in these early episodes, went on a crusade against Scientology.
I know.
And every minute of it was absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, it is. It really was. It was good times.
Thank you very much. That's it for episode... I believe this is episode 6 for us.
Yeah.
Of Twin IM.
I'm not sure. I totally forget. I think we did 5, so yeah, I think you're right.
And just hold your breath for the next one.
Yeah.
All right.
Just keep holding it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thank you. Huh? That was the edited version.
Wow.
The condensed version.
I thought you played the full version.
I love that bit with the Xenu thing. We're all trying to get our little joke in. We're like talking over each other and trying to get our Xenu bit.
Now I like the Olin Mills stuff because, and that's so funny to me because I can't tell you how many times my dad dragged us to Olin Mills as kids. And it was such a miserable experience. Because you'd have to get dressed up in, like, your Sunday best, and then it was like, I hated that so much.
I love when they have the fake, like, what would you call it, fence or whatever everyone leans up against. Now, Stephen, what were you saying? What happened to Brad, your buddy Brad? No, he was never your buddy.
No.
He was
hit by a car. That was the only time I ever worked with a guy. He tried to get me canned. And it worked against him.
Hey, man, come here, you chicken legs, you KFC chicken legs.
That is
really?
You know, I don't know the guy, but...
So Brad was a dick.
Yeah. He did have an incredible drop, though.
Yeah,
his one contribution.
The week after that, he tried to call the owner of the company telling him I didn't know what I was doing. He had to teach me everything.
What? So this guy was an asshole.
Oh, he tried to throw me under the bus hard. No, just like...
But he called the owner of our company on a weekend, and it's like, how does he even have my number? And he called his manager and said, fire this jackass
now.
You
know what, Steven? He's the KFC chicken legs. He can go to hell. Right, guys?
Right.
Now, Bill, you know what's funny is what they were talking about, the Family Guy thing. I think, like, the whole bit used to be, Steven, you like the Family Guy. I think, Bill, you and Steven watch the Family Guy, but I came out of the Family Guy closet one day and announced, guys, I hate the Family Guy, right?
Well, I want to know what year this show was. Because when Family Guy was first on, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that overly filled with bullshit. It wasn't until later on that it was overwhelmingly filled with pop culture references. And then they started doing the Star Wars shit.
I could tell you this was 2005 because it was episode 8 of NIMH.
I was probably still watching it then. Because I remember it, yeah.
Remember how I gave you a hard time, Steven? I was like, Steven, I love Family Guy, but I don't like it or whatever.
No, I like certain, like you said, I like some of the storylines. Mm-hmm. When they start getting out of the storyline.
Just
try to fit in a pop culture reference, it doesn't fit.
I had a physical reaction just to it and its existence. Mm. I just didn't like it. And Peter's chin looks like a ball sack. I never was into it.
Well, they make reference to that all the time on there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just saying it's not
I don't
funny.
Remember it,
I mean,
but it does look like a ball sack.
Yeah. Interesting.
I'm just like, oh, okay, that's supposed to be funny or whatever. But anyway, one more time, and then Brad can go to hell, Steven.
Hey, man, come here, you chicken legs. AFC chicken legs.
But thanks a lot, Adam and Ross. That was very awesome. It's always good to hear Vanessa back on the show. Makes Laura a little jealous.
Yeah, those very early jealous.
Years you weren't around. But you guys can hear the four-hour version of that later on the forum.
Hearing Vanessa makes me miss not having to read the news.
It does. Yeah. I was just – there's that bit in the Best of Nowhere Mulberry, Bill, where a small black object – you know what's so funny about that? If you listen to that, Bill and I are making – I'm cracking up. I'm tearing up as I listen to that because it's hilarious that we crack up over her saying small black object. Oh, Vanessa, that's racist. She's going, what? And she doesn't understand
just
what
totally
we're doing.
Clueless.
She starts getting mad that she can't read the story. She can't read the story. So finally, we start to feel bad. Okay, fine, we'll shut up. Read the story. She reads it straight off the paper or whatever she does. The story is completely uninteresting. Nothing funny or entertaining about it whatsoever. Story's over. And she missed the whole point of, we're making it funny and entertaining. And we're having a good time. But, okay, we'll let you read the story. Well, a small black object was put on a car, and they thought it was explosive or something like that. Okay, that's the story. It's like, okay.
Well, that's why I loved whenever she did the news, because she took it so seriously. It was like Vanessa's soapbox.
She was trying to get a job in the
yeah. And we would make fun of stuff, or Foggy would play a drop, and she would just be like, are you done?
Yeah, okay, finish with your little thing. All right.
Let me continue. This is really important.
Bill, let's go ahead and have a random zombie kill, okay? Whose turn is it for a random zombie kill?
Your turn.
No, I'm going to Severin, random zombie kill. Would you rather have a Clint Eastwood sudden impact zombie kill or a let's try to get rid of this lightsaber kill. Which one would you prefer? Lightsaber?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it. Ah, cauterize that top of that head.
That was nice and juicy.
Really? Totally. Okay, we have a Rick voicemail, then we'll get on to entertainment. I miss Rick. Let's see what this guy's doing. What's this guy up to?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Yeah. I'm really well. I just finished a 12-hour night shift, and I am, like, just losing my mind in, like, sleep deprivation. I should be asleep right now. I don't know why I'm not. I think I just wanted to watch an episode of Fringe when I should be sleeping. What is wrong with me? Other than, you know, the usual. What is the usual? Nobody knows. Where is my mustache? How does it grow? God damn it, Rick. You're on fire today. Yeah, so my voicemail, you found out so quick, and I knew you would because I knew you guys were a fan and that people that listen to your show listen to their show. And I just thought it would be funny, like, I could get away with recording.
Wait, I should pause that for a second. What he's talking about, in case you don't know, is Rick sent a voicemail to Chin Sugar versus Punter and us. It was the same exact voicemail, but the way he worded it, I guess we never could tell that he was being... Just not
general.
Very detailed. Yeah, very general.
Yeah.
So that's what he's talking about.
One voicemail and then sending it to two places to save time because sometimes I'm a busy man. And everybody
save money on postage.
Can appreciate the fact that people get busy sometimes.
Is that Southern Australian?
I think so.
Very classic. I'm so glad that somebody found that out. Because I was thinking, like, this week I'd send in and go, oh, I sent it to Chindray, and it wouldn't come out by itself. And it came out by itself straight away, so I'm kind of happy about that. That means everybody's listening and everybody's having a good time. I said happening a good time when I should have been saying having a good time. Having a good time. I'm having a good time. Who's having a good time? Me. That's who. So I'm glad you enjoyed it. And as always, guys, you're effing awesome. And I love you guys. Like,
aww, thanks, Rick.
More than you will ever know. And thank you for your show. And I'm sorry I didn't say one last week, but I think it worked out for the best. Because, you know, I don't know why. But, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to just go now before you just...
I don't think he's doing the kind of cake boss use.
Yes.
For use. That was awesome, Rick. It's always good to hear from you. Guys, yeah. Let's get into entertainment! Ah, yes. Entertainment, buddy. Buddy Rowe. What am I talking about? Now, Bill, this movie called In Time came out. And I would be interested in seeing it. It maybe based on it's a guy who did Gattaca, right?
Yes, one of my favorite
Gattaca!
Films.
Gattaca! I really do enjoy Gattaca. I think it's a good movie. But I don't hate the guy or anything, but really Justin Timberlake, does he have to be in the movie?
Yeah.
Does it? Why, you know, I noticed the guy from White Collar has a small part in it. Why didn't they make him the star? But I guess a studio wants...
I'm sure I'm in the minority here, and maybe it's because I'm a guy and straight. But Justin Timberlake looks odd to me. Like, he's got this weird egghead.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
And he just doesn't look like a leading man. He's not an attractive guy.
He seems like a nice guy. And, you know,
yeah, I'm sure he's a really nice guy, but he just doesn't have that, like, I expect a kind of gravitas, you know?
Yeah, guess what we should say? He doesn't get me to go to the theater.
No, I'm not going to go, oh, man, the new Justin Timberlake movie.
Oh, Bill! New Justin Timberlake! Let's go! We skip all the way there to the theater.
We skip all the way there.
Yeah, and I think the girl that's in it, what's her name?
Amanda Seyfried.
Yeah, I think she's cute, but I'm not going to rush to the theater to, you know,
see
a movie with her.
The premise of it looks interesting, but yeah, that's what's holding me back, you know? I don't know. No,
isn't it another one of those stories that's kind of like based on a Harlan Ellison short story or something?
It's possible. I don't know.
I'm sure I'm getting the author wrong, but it seems like everything is Harlan Ellison.
Either him or Richard Matheson.
You know what? I think that's who it is.
You know.
Yep, I think it's Richard Matheson.
Let's reach in the Philip K. Dick pile and see what we got here. All right.
Now, yeah, I mean, the premise sounds really cool that, you know, at a certain point you stop aging at like 25 and you're immortal, but you only live for as long as the time you have. And there's like time smugglers and...
Yeah, you have to like pay for time or something.
Well, I don't think you're allowed to. I think it's like a black market.
Oh, man, it sounds crazy. I know the guy tries to buy coffee, and it'll cost you 6 hours or something off your life.
Yeah, Johnny Galecki.
When it first started, I saw it and I was like, it sounds like Logan's Run, you know?
Yeah,
you only
kinda.
Get to a certain
yeah,
age
a little.
And then
are they going to have a ceremony
where
like some no
freak dancing and
sanctuary.
Shit?
Sanctuary.
But that looks interesting. Now, the Johnny Depp movie, Rum Diary, I think it's kind of like his tribute to Hunter S. Thompson.
Well, it's based
something.
On a Hunter S. Thompson book.
Based on a Hunter S. Thompson so book,
it
but it's a different character. It's not Hunter S. Thompson, but he's playing it as Hunter S. Thompson.
Oh, okay. He's Hunter S. Thompson-esque, or he's...
Yeah,
I wonder if is it him writing the book, The Rum Diaries? I don't
know. No, it's
okay.
The actual story that is The Rum Diary.
So that
he's just playing it as Hunter S. Thompson.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a movie I'll see sometime, but...
I'll see it. I'll see it on cable or something.
I won't run out to go see it or anything, but I will go see Puss in Boots this weekend. Yay!
Puss in Boots?
Yeah, Puss in Boots. I'm going to take Emma to see it. See, that's the kind of movies I get to see often as kid-friendly movies because, you know, go.
You poor son of a bitch.
No, I want to see it, Bill. I really like it.
No, you don't.
No, I do. I like when he does that little look up into the camera and it's like, oh, you know, he does the little cat face.
Of all the characters to make a spin-off movie on, I mean, why not Donkey?
No,
not Donkey.
I love that. No.
Yeah, we had enough of Donkey, didn't we?
Definitely.
I don't know. Is there anything else coming out soon, Bill, that anybody wants to see in movies I should be excited about?
Soon? No. I'm going through the... It doesn't really look like anything's coming out through...
Are all the comic book superhero movies over?
Oh, I want to see... I cannot wait for that one with Vince from Friday Night Lights. That little independent movie... Where the guys go into like a cave and they come out with superpowers or some shit.
I don't know what you're talking about. What is that?
Really? Let me see this. I can't remember what it's called. Maybe somebody in the chat room will pick up on it. But I know it's got Vince from Friday Night Lights in it, and these guys develop superpowers, and they. It's kind of a. It looks almost like a found footage kind of movie, but a little more polished.
Uh huh.
And they start experimenting with their powers and just doing typical teenage things. And then one of them goes loopy, like Tetsuo loopy.
I notice occasionally, Bill, you sound auto-tuned on Skype.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It sounds weird sometimes when stuff's going on. But
yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, tell me what the title of it is.
I'm trying to find it, damn it.
Right.
I'm looking on Internet Movie Database, and I was putting in Vince Friday Night Lights, and that don't work. So I want to put Friday Night Lights in.
Oh, that's right. Probably why. It's just you're surfing on the net or whatever. And so
you know what? That probably is it.
No one in the chat room knows what it is?
Seeing while
no one's
you're
popped
doing it,
up. It's what the hell are they? Is anyone listening? Pay attention.
Hey, Yudanasha, what movie is Vince in?
Okay, now, Vince, I'm looking for Vince Howard, Michael B. Jordan.
Vince Clark.
I'm bringing up his name. Okay, it's called Chronicle, and it's a trailer premiered on one of the, I think it was either Slash Film or First Showing.
Nice.
But it looks really cool. Three high school friends gain superpowers. Soon, though, they find their lives spinning out of control, and they're bond tested as they embrace their darker sides.
Ah, okay.
It looks cool. And the poster's like one of them flying in the distance in Seattle.
That sounds pretty cool.
Or Toronto. That's Seattle.
I want to watch the trailer to that when the show's over.
No, it looks really cool.
Cool.
The psycho one sitting there looking all psycho, crushing cars with his mind. I was like, oh, nice.
Well, all right, Bill. What do you say we get into what is on our TiVos? Yeah! Yeah, let's do it. Whatever.
Right.
Ah, good times. What do you say? Random zombie kill.
Steven's
turn. So, I never got a turn.
Oh, yeah,
Laura.
You didn't get a turn. Sorry.
Nobody picked the Clint Eastwood sudden impact zombie kill, so I'm going to do it, all right?
All right.
Here we go. Let in the zombie. Yay! Oh, got some of my glasses.
I was going to say you broke a few things.
Yeah.
Knick-knacks!
Heather's going to be pissed.
Christ!
Oh, our prized boss! Oh, no!
Now, what are you going to do with these zombies after the show?
Our Fabergé
egg.
Yeah,
who's going to clean this up?
What do you think Severin's here for? Well, Severin, start getting those bodies out of here.
Zombie bonfire.
Start a bonfire in the backyard.
zombie storms.
Now, would you guys be willing to roast marshmallows over dead zombie carcasses on fire, huh?
Well, I think at some point the virus becomes dormant whenever you burn it.
Yeah, it won't, like, get
it's
into
not
my gonna
marshmallow. It's not going to transfer, yeah, into my marshmallow.
There's a zombie-ish aftertaste to this.
Tastes like death.
Now, you know what's funny is, I don't know if it was the last show or the week before, we were kind of talking about the ghost hunters.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill, assholes. You were talking about those ghost hunter guys who were like, hey, you're a whip, ghost. You suck.
Like the next week, I'm flipping through the channels, and on Friday night, the night we had off last week, there was a ghost hunters marathon, and I was watching it just like shocked at the stupidity.
Yeah. So what happened this week on Cake Boss is ghost hunters show up.
Oh,
nice.
And they're making a cake for the Jersey Devil for these guys. They like to go in the woods and look for the Jersey Devil. But Buddy's like, hey, you know, when we were building Lackawanna, these guys said they heard weird sounds and stuff, and it could be a ghost. And they're like, hey, we'll check it out. So they go and they search for this ghost in Lackawanna.
Nice.
They start picking up stuff on their ectometer or whatever it is.
Ectometer.
And immediately, who do they think it is? If there's a ghost around Buddy, who's it going to be, Bill?
Buddy's
Vincent Guy or Vincent Price, sorry.
No, it's going to be their dad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's bullshit.
So they start to think, or at least Mary buys into it immediately. You can tell Buddy's kind of like, okay. And the guy's like, I think this is your dad or whatever. And it's like, what? So just check this out, and it's really sad.
Get that property?
Whenever Buddy's dad died, it affected that whole family where they cannot move on. They cannot move on.
That's, you know what? I'm a little offended by that because that's ridiculous that they would dredge up their father, who they all obviously have a problem
I could tell Buddy,
letting go. But
Buddy in the footage was kind of like, I don't know if I believe this or whatever. But
yeah,
the guy even does EVP. He goes, ask it a question. I'll record it and play it back. And if you hear something, that's him answering it. Just check this out.
Did they play it back? And he goes, Puzzah!
He's like, I love you, son. Lackawanna's beautiful. No, but let's check this out.
You've done me proud.
If you grew up in New Jersey, you know about the Jersey Devil. The legend is he started out as a human and then got possessed by the devil and turned into this monstrous creature with a head of a horse, legs like a goat, snake-like tail, and wings of a bat. They say he's been haunting the forest of New Jersey since the 1700s. Look, I don't believe in this stuff, but I said, okay, let's have some fun with it.
What if we make a cake to try to attract the devil? Maybe the devil will come out.
I'm guessing it's
a guy. Maybe we make like a girl devil. Little sexy devil, you know? I mean, to tempt him and bring him out. You know, when they did the inspection of this place, one of the inspectors said this place is haunted. You guys want to do a little ghost hunt here, see if we got any ghosts?
We're always up for a ghost hunt.
So Pat and Doug are going to get their ghost hunting gear out and come back in a couple hours. So I'm going to get started on this cake. To make this thing stand, we're going to use goat leg and a snake's tail to form like kind of a tripod support. We'll stack a pound cake for her torso, wrap it in Rice Krispie treats, and carve it up to give her a nice
every week.
Her head will be sculpted out of Rice Krispie treats, covered with fondant and modeling chocolate. Last but not least, modeling chocolate bat wings.
Oh.
She's going to be one sexy devil. So the ghost guys are back to do whatever they do to find ghosts.
I don't know about this. No.
You know, when we were doing the build out of this place, some weird stuff happened here with, like, the power and stuff. Some of the workers heard some, like, strange noises, and we kind of got a reputation that there possibly is a ghost in Lackawanna.
I say we shut up right here, Pat.
There's a lot of space in this building that ain't being used right now, and Pat says that's where the ghosts like to hang out.
Okay, Buddy, we're going to give this to you.
Are you sure they didn't build it on an Indian burial ground?
You start seeing numbers, that means you're getting close to a spirit.
Oh.
If that gets to like an 8 or 9 or a 1.0, you got some. What we're going to do is we're going to go in there with night vision cameras. We're going to find something. We're going to make contact.
You have mace?
Mace.
Just in case.
All right. Now let's go find a ghost. Come on, guys.
Get their ghost eyes.
Wow.
Should we separate?
Well, no, you want to stick together.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so just stay with us. I'm just going to walk back here. Oh, contact.
I had contact for 11.
In front of us.
Why?
What are you talking
about? In front of us.
I don't see nothing.
What? See it going up focus?
It's a ghost.
Yeah.
That's energy getting in front of the camera. Now it's back in focus because we talked about it. It moved. Let's go this way.
Shut up.
We're not playing here. This is the real deal.
We say that we're friendly people. We come in peace.
Yes, we want to show them that you're respectful.
I'm in peace.
0.5, 0.7.
0.7?
0.5. 1. 1, 2.
All right, we got somebody here. Okay, everybody freeze where you're at.
Oh, my God, I'm on red.
There you go. Look at that. There you go. See, that shouldn't be doing that. That measures electrical fields. He's right here. Let's see if we can get a name. Now, when I ask questions, leave about 30 seconds. Don't say anything. And then when we play this back, you're going to hear an answer, okay? Sir, are you related to Buddy?
Oh.
How does he know it's a guy?
Oh, he's right in front of you, Buddy.
Is it my father?
Shut up, Mary.
All right, let's play this back and see what he says.
Are you related to Buddy?
Oh.
How about that, huh? That's your dad.
Oh, my God.
That's your dad.
Sounded like
anything
static.
Anything you
want
to say to him?
I didn't hear anything.
Go ahead, say something.
No. I love you and I miss you so much. I would do anything just to see you again one more time.
Here. I love you and I miss you so much. I would do anything just to see you again one more time.
Did you hear that? I think he said, I love you back.
Is that him playing the guitar?
It's him playing the guitar.
Oh, that's crazy.
Dude, look at my dude look.
Listen, I'm not saying that we heard my father or that he was there or anything like that. But it was a nice little moment to remember how great he was and how important he was
in
our lives.
Yeah, you're in the dark in the middle of the
world.
Yeah,
I miss you so much.
Yeah, in a wonderfully manipulative situation.
Look, ghost or no ghost, I can tell you guys one thing. I feel my father's presence every day. I love you, Pop.
Pretty crazy.
Move on, buddy. That's what I'd say.
That shit pisses me off to no end.
How long ago did he die?
A long time ago when he was a teenager, I think.
No, he... Oh, you mean when Buddy was a teenager?
Yeah. Buddy was a teenager, his dad died, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's like, I think it's your dad. It's like, what? Come on.
How that guy... You know, that guy's no better than those psychics that say that they can talk to the dead.
I didn't hear anything.
Do you know somebody that starts with a P?
Yeah.
Paul. That's Pauly!
And, okay, let me ask you this. If his dad, okay, say you believe in ghosts and hauntings or whatever, wouldn't his dad be haunting Carlo's Bakery where he worked his whole life? Why would he, walk on down to Lackawanna, which didn't exist whenever he was?
That's what doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Shit, I'm gonna haunt the freaking beach. Screw where I work.
I'm going to the mall.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, so
the girls' dressing room at the mall.
Mary, is it my father?
Yeah, is it Daddy? Is that you? Wait, let's play that. Yes, it is. Did you hear me say he loved you very much? He also said you need to pay us about $10,000, and we can get you some more recordings of him saying he loves you.
Okay, let me write you a check, Buddy.
Go downstairs, Mary. Okay, Top Chef Jeff Desserts. It's the final Top Chef Jeff Desserts. Top Chef Jeff Desserts. I can't say it real fast. Say it, Laura. Six times fast.
I can't do it.
Noir! Hey, what are you saying, Bill?
I'm just saying noir.
Hey, it's time for another zombie kill, Bill.
Yay.
Hey, would you, Bill, pistol kill or shotgun kill?
Pistol.
All right, let's do it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nailed that sucker. All right, so everybody get that zombie
twice.
Out of here.
That was juicy.
Throw it on the pile. All right, on Top Chef.
Get the mop, Severin.
I thought that Susie, Sally, she was going to run away
Jane.
With it. She was going to run away with it, I thought.
I wanted her to win. There's something I don't know, man. I find her strangely attractive. I don't know why.
She's
I'm
talented.
Just putting it out there.
She's tiny too. You've ever noticed when she's standing next to the other guy? She's dwarfed by them. But,
yeah.
You know, I was almost rooting for her because, you know, we're good friends with Marcel from Marcel's Quantum Kitchen.
Good guy.
She's
good
a buddy. Yeah, he's really nice guy, fun to work with. And
easy to work for.
Yeah, very easy to work for. Very, you know, good temperament.
Yeah, really empathetic to situations.
Yeah, cares about other people. Just, you know. So the problem is she gets Orlando to build her sculpture, which I don't know about you guys, but. Those things do nothing for me.
I don't know.
No, those are such a waste of time and food.
Yeah, just make me something I can eat, not something I look at. Yeah. Come on. I remember like at MJ Designs where we worked, they build those gingerbread houses with candy and shit all over them. It's like, I want to eat this candy, not have it spray glued on there. Right, Steven?
Right.
And they'd have contests where, Steven, you would enter a couple. I think you won a couple with your gingerbread houses.
You can't eat those?
No, you can't eat them.
Well, what's the point?
I thought you used like icing.
Why are you
as
looking
the
at me like you don't know what I'm talking about? your gingerbread houses. Come on,
Steven.
Did he have a stroke? Tell him to try to blow air directly out of the straight out of his mouth. See if it goes off to one side.
It's been so long.
Yeah, it has been a long time since those gingerbread houses. But let's go ahead and check out and see if Johnny or Gail cared that Orlando build her sculpture.
Well, everything looks quite spectacular.
Well, the inspiration for the centerpiece was built around the entremets. So the entremets is mango, chocolate, and caramel. So I wanted to use those colors.
Sally, I really like the way you integrated the same colors throughout all of your work. You know, the bonbons, your cake, your flowers, as well as your bread. It kind of like flows through the showpiece. It's nice.
Thank you.
How much help from your sous chefs did you have in creating your showpiece?
A lot. Orlando basically handled it for me. I mean, it's all my design. Sally.
You know what I really loved about your whole presentation was the flow of color throughout. You know, you had a beautiful orangey, brown, caramelly hue. I really appreciated that.
Thank you.
Orlando did a lot of the work for you for your showpiece, correct?
He did.
Why?
That's where he's strong at. I use my sous chefs where they're strongest at. All the techniques, all the designs were mine. These are all techniques that I've done before and things that I know.
Looked great.
Thank you.
I'll be honest, I did not want to work with any one of those individuals in that kitchen.
Yes.
But professionally, I have to man up to the fact that you lost your chance and now you're going to do what you're actually told to.
It's been a very long and difficult journey. The three of you have continually exceeded our expectations and you should be very proud of what you've accomplished. One of you will win $100,000 furnished by KitchenAid.
Chris, getting to know you as a chef and knowing the sacrifice that you've made being away from your family makes what you've accomplished here even greater. Sally, you've told us that pastry is your life. You've really proven that in this competition with a body of work that's full of emotion and flavor. Matthew, in this final challenge, you set out to prove your technique no matter what it took. What came through is the love that you put into your work.
One of you is the winner of Top Chef Just Desserts. And that chef is... Chris.
Oh, okay.
Who?
Chris.
Oh. Right.
Okay. Well, guys, on Kitchen Nightmares, did you guys check it out?
Obviously, you don't care. He needed the money.
Yeah, he did. He had,
they should have brought back the guy that likes child porn and had him win.
Did you guys hear about that?
No.
Morgan, the guy who's a runner-up last season.
Yes, I remember
him. He was
a
restaurant child porn.
The guy from Dallas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Child porn charges. That,
ew.
That dude. Do you remember? He didn't seem like he would be like a rude guy, did he?
Stupid.
Oh. Maybe he was a kind of a prick.
You know, he's very youthful.
Yeah.
Backstabbing, two-faced liars.
Are you talking like underage girls or something?
I think...
underage intercourse.
I read the story in what he had downloaded things from LimeWire. So apparently you can get that.
People
kind of stuff
still use that?
Well,
I didn't think it was still around.
I know, but what they probably do is put it up there to see if some pervert downloads it, then they track it. Don't you think?
Yeah,
like,
probably.
And that's what he's like, oh, I guess I'll check it out, you know, see what happens, huh?
Like the little girl he is.
Oh, see, right there. Huh?
That's just wrong.
Friggin' perb. You're going to fry, buddy. All right, guys, Kitchen Nightmares. Now, this week on Kitchen Nightmares, two weeks ago on Kitchen Nightmares, Gordon, he went to Luigi's. This was a nice, lovely Italian bistro.
Oh, my God.
Do you guys remember this guy's wife?
No, I thought Buddy Sisters were bad.
Holy shit.
Wow.
It's funny, like, she's like, oh, you know, whatever, I'm Italian or whatever. And someone goes, well, yeah, you said F you to him. I thought you did it! She just starts going up, and Gordon Ramsay's like, holy shit, what the hell just happened? He's like jumping
back. I was hoping somebody would just come out of the background with a bat and
this bitch be
smack
crazy.
Her in the head with it.
But it's funny because... What Gordon does... hey, what's the Buddy doing on Kitchen Nightmares?
He's haunting them.
I'm ready for Bakery Nightmares with Buddy. So I would totally watch that guy.
That's his regular show. Bakes cakes with his ghost dad.
That would be awesome.
I'd watch that.
No, my father, I've got a medium here with me because my dad's going to help me out and I'm fixing your bakery. Okay, where is your dad? No, he's deceased, but that's why I have this medium here. Whatever he says is actually my dad saying it. Oh, okay, could you please leave my bakery?
the medium's like, okay, a buddy.
Hey, here's what you guys just need to do, sir.
Here's my envisionment, buddy.
Nice.
2 cups of the flour, 1 cup of sardines.
That's where awesome. Buddy got envisionment.
Buddy, where is the box truck? I gotta know what the box truck. What's going on over there?
I've gotta stay cold. My ectoplasm is leaking.
Ectoplasm.
I'm not happy about being back in the box truck.
Me neither. So on Kitchen Nightmares, when Buddy, God damn it! When Gordon shows up, he has a...
Damn, damn, damn.
Today, reviews on the internet are very important to restaurants. So let's go ahead and read this guy. And you know, he's totally playing along. He knows the guy's an old man. So he's like, oh, this young chef, this sounds very interesting. Let's go ahead and go meet him. It's very exciting. And the whole time, he already knows he's an old guy. But it's funny how he sets it up. And then when he starts to ask the brothers and their wives what's wrong with the restaurant, they start fighting. And, you know, you're a liar. No, you're a liar. Back and forth. And Gordon's just sitting there like, what the hell? So let's check it out.
World's gone viral today, and a restaurant's reputation can live or die in seconds on the internet. So I'm here in Anaheim visiting Luigi's restaurant. I'm going to check out their website. Wow. This one looks good. A young, very talented 22-year-old chef. Oh, look at that. Clearly a youthful maestro. Well, that's encouraging. I can't wait to see what's on the inside. Great start. 22. Wow.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, welcome to Luigi's.
Good
Joe.
To see you. Joe, good to see you, buddy. Gordon.
Hi, nice meeting you.
And your position is?
I'm a waiter.
Excellent. And you've got a bit of a hot chef in there.
Yes, definitely.
Could you go and get in, please?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Wow, look at this place. Luigi's d'Italia.
Oh, hello, Chef Ramsay. Pleasure to meet you.
Gordon, good to see you. Hold on a minute. You're not 22.
I'm 51.
You're 51? I'm reading the latest report on your website, a youthful maestro, 22 years of age in the kitchen. Do you have a son in there?
No, it must be a mistake. Yeah, this was written in 1981.
1981?
Oh, I have recent reviews, too.
What, like 1984?
No, 1991.
1991?
Is the internet around
yet? Anyway, if the food was that good back in 1981, how is it today?
I think it's better now.
Well, that's great news.
Yeah. I have a following for 30 years, and what I do, I'm the best there is. But there's some things that can be changed.
Youthful 22-year-old.
I don't like the website.
Is it right to just basically go up to a customer and just say, F*** you, get the F*** out of here?
No! I just said that! I just said you! I'm telling you to say F*** you! Say that clown!
That's what he said.
No, I just said
this is what happened.
Yeah. I did right, told you to go.
I'm just trying to figure out what happened. I mean, I wasn't here. Did she say
Zimmer?
I thought she did.
Out of here.
you know.
Oh, yeah, I see.
What did you hit? I didn't say that. I said that to you. You forget.
No, she got it.
What are you going to forget for? You got to be honest.
I'm being
honest.
Do
you want this guy to help you or not?
I'm trying to get him to help.
Well, then say the way it is.
I am.
No, you're not. You're lying.
I'm not lying. You guys are lying.
I think she's you. You think so? She did.
Okay. She did
what
say
you. We are losing the business.
Oh, see,
that's
why we don't get along.
You know, it's funny when before Gordon shows up, they show footage of what's going on, and the lady's like, "Well, my food's not very good. I don't think I'm ever coming back here." And she goes, "Well, F you!" to the lady in front of everybody.
Yeah.
And so later, when he goes, "Does she tell a customer F you?" I never said that. And she's like, holy shit. It's like, well, we actually have a video monitor here, and we like you to see it. But what's great is later Gordon comes up with the idea of, here's what I'm going to do. Make them sit in the back and watch a monitor of what the employees think of everybody, of all the management. And so they start talking about how this bitch be insane. She starts freaking out. I got to get out of here. I got to get out of here. You know, she's like... you know, they're like, well, she's a bit of a drama queen. I am not a drama queen! She can't take any form of criticism. Oh, yes, I can't take criticism! It's like, no, you can't. It's like...
She's insane.
She's, like, doing exactly what they say. It's hilarious. And we're going to check it out. Because that's what we do here on Nowhere Mulberry. We're like TV detectives, guys.
Awesome.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
I haven't had anyone come into my restaurant and say, Luigi, you don't know what the hell you're doing. Not even Chef Ramsay gets to do that.
I'm frustrated. I wish I could say that was an enjoyable lunch. The deep-fried ravioli with skinny cheese. Why'd you put that on the menu?
To give it to the Americans.
Come on. Come on, I'm not laughing now. The fish special, that was overcooked and it was bland.
That was a perfect dish. You're telling me that. Come on.
It was like cat food. Linguine, pescatore.
That one there is the best dish on the menu. It was my signature dish when I opened the restaurant. I'll stick by my food. I've been sticking for 30 years. I have no problem.
That's the problem there. You've been doing the exact same food for 30 years.
I haven't had a challenge in 30 years. No one's ever challenged me. You're the first one.
Listen, you've lost your sparkle. I don't believe this is the same man that was the young maestro that was written about 30 years ago. Come on.
The conflict with these two families, the clients can feel it. And who wants to go to a place where the atmosphere is not the most pleasant?
So the conflict with the family is spilling into the dying room?
Yes, sir.
Do you agree?
Absolutely. The yelling and screaming.
And who's yelling primarily? Who is it?
Easily, I think the biggest yeller is Grace. I never know if I'm going to walk in and she's going to be smiling, or someone else will frown on her face and start yelling at completely.
She's very unpredictable.
Very unpredictable, right. Yeah.
Can I get out of here? I don't want to hear this.
They're saying what they say, and you have to let other people talk.
Too many liars. She gets, like, really mad and start telling you things that, first of all, they're embarrassing for our customers, and second of all, they're not professional.
That's destroying everyone's confidence.
I feel this big. This is not a lie.
Oh, there's a lot of things that's not said. I know you get offended, but that's okay.
Look at that truth. Lillian, well, look what she said.
Has anyone sat down and spoken to her?
I'm just afraid to say anything to her because I don't know if she's going to yell at me.
Can she not take criticism?
No.
She can't take criticism?
No, she can't. Nothing.
No, no criticism whatsoever.
This is all they have to say.
I don't want to hear anymore.
And if she does change her mind, she'll say that she didn't change it, that she's always thought that.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Okay. Just stay here for a second. One moment,
right.
Please.
I don't care anymore. I don't care about the restaurant. What? I feel like everybody against me. They talk nice in front of you, they step in your back.
Oh, what's the matter with you? Shut up your face.
I want to be here anymore. I'm feeling so bad.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Talk to me.
No, I can't talk. I just want to quit. That's it. I want to leave. I don't want to be under the business.
No, don't stop her. Let her go.
I'm the one that can't move the restaurant. I work here.
Oh, take cover. Her head's going to explode.
I can't take it anymore.
Grace.
Listen to me. Listen to me.
Calm down.
She's reaching critical mass.
Oh, she's going to blow everyone. There's
money out.
There's meat sauce all over the wall.
Oh.
What's in his chunks?
Hey, let's put it in today's special. No big deal.
Gray matter marinara.
Brains.
Right. Wow, what was that bitch's problem?
I actually had a headache while I was watching the show. I just got another one suddenly.
Well, do you guys want to talk about work of art, or should we take a break then come back and?
No, we got to get work of art out. Let's this work of art. What a show!
Yeah, the work of art. Now, last week,
unless you have to pee.
No, I'm good.
Okay, all right.
This week they did pop art, but I want to talk about last week first, where they did what?
Motion.
Yeah, motion.
They did motion, and the girl was like, I want to do poop.
I didn't get that at all.
She is just so messed up in the head.
Was that the girl who does the guts and everything?
No, that's a different girl.
No, it was the same girl, wasn't it?
It was
a different girl.
Well, there's the girl who does the guts, the paper that looks like
everything
guts,
is guts.
Yeah, because she has irritable bowel syndrome.
Right.
Yeah, Crohn's disease or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I felt bad for her, but her cry was awesome, wasn't it?
That was just weird.
Let's listen to this clip real quick where the guy goes, everything you're doing, it's the same thing, and it's pretty bad, and I'm just wondering what the hell's going on.
It's the perfect moment of the truth stabbing through. And just landing a direct blow.
Because
she knows it's true.
Right. And listen to her response, how she handles it.
The piece started off with parkour. I noticed they would land very hard on the concrete. So I was thinking about that point of impact.
The show was supposed to be loop and circles. So your video was on a loop and that was your...
Yeah, I was grasping.
I'm sorry. This work looks uncannily like the work you made last week.
It's just been this kind of obsession and way of handling these thoughts about existence within the skin and pain. And
you're not pushing yourself hard enough. So what you describe as experimentation could also be seen as a limitation of means, vision, thought, and that concerns me.
Sorry.
Are you crying because you don't feel well? Or
it's
are you
mixed there.
Yeah.
Apologize. It's quite embarrassing.
Thank you, Catherine. Given us lots to think about.
Oh, thank you, Kat.
I like that it's, are you crying because you don't feel well? Yes, it just suddenly came upon me.
Yeah. Oh, sharp pain in my soul with his horrible criticism. But yeah, that's the thing. Like, I can understand if you're obsessed with doing a certain technique. Like, I stipple everything. I love stipple. But it's like,
I love faux finishes.
But you can't do it. You got to just... What I figured out on this show, if you listen to their critique and improve on it, and just do what the task is, like really try, they'll usually go, oh, okay, return to the room. If it's not something extraordinary, they'll at least let you stay. But when you do something really bad, like on this week, the pop art, I thought all of them failed miserably.
None of them understood what pop art was.
I think even the guy with this Prop 8 thing, I thought that was awful.
Yeah, it was disastrous because none of them, I guess, do any of them have any sort of art history background?
I don't know.
Do any of them truly know what pop art is, the place it came from?
I know. Well, the girl who got eliminated, Jasmine, who I think is a talented painter, she said, I grew up as a hippie. I never had TV or saw any kind of ads or anything. So she was screwed, I think.
Yeah, that made me laugh because it just the whole idea of like, oh, I didn't grow up with TV, so I don't really know pop culture.
But did she look into it when she was older?
Does she still not have a TV? Does she only watch PBS?
You know what my favorite thing was?
I mean, have you never
does she only listen to NPR?
I loved. Yeah. I was cracking myself thinking about this. Dusty, he had his trash bin like at McDonald's or whatever that says. What did it say on it, his bin?
Something about how can you do this to yourself or something.
How could you?
How could you?
What I wanted to see is people looking around the things and a guy like throwing his trash away in it, like not knowing it was an art thing. Just like, oh, let me just throw my hot dog.
Here. He puts his tray on top.
Some guy has popcorn. He's throwing his little things in there. It's like, dude, what are you doing? That's my art project. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I thought it was a trash can.
That guy, is he scary? He kind of looks like one of those inbred hillbillies. Like, yes. you just don't know what the hell's going on with that guy.
The stuff that they showed when he first started the show looked interesting, but he hasn't done anything interesting since he's been on the show, has he?
The piece that he did to get into the show, the crayons,
that was
would
neat
be
looking.
Pop art to me.
Yeah.
Almost,
yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah,
now,
that was
pop
cool.
Art is a an art form that kind of exploits like a mass culture.
Well, that's why
right?
He was using crayons. All those were crayons. Yeah. That's pop to me.
He should have just done it over here. I think we've seen this before. No, but he could have done something else.
Something along those lines.
You know, when the what was his name? Leon, the Asian guy who's deaf. Is that
yes.
His idea sounded interesting when he was talking about it, but then when it was finished, I was like, what the hell is this shit?
Well, it turned from using pop art into it was almost like it was an abstract piece.
Right.
Because it was these symbols or these logos shattered around a bunch of American flags.
Yeah, and that's like someone said, you know, we've seen the American flag way too much or whatever.
Yeah.
I thought what he was going to do is like each line of the flag, like you could see the hint of the logo in the stripes or something.
Yeah, it was almost too
if you commercialized
amateurish,
the American flag or something.
Right.
Made it.
Yeah, that's what I thought he was going to do, but instead he broke glass over it or something. But I'm telling you, that guy who won, you know, he's. You know, he seems like a talented guy, I guess, but the whole Prop 8 thing, it just didn't seem like pop art to me either.
No.
But let's go ahead. You know, the star of the show is the Suck Lord.
The
right?
Suck Man? He's a pimp.
How
the hell is he getting, like, these women just
like
melt?
He's a big dork, but he's just sexy or something.
He's freaking like, Kip Dynamite. You're right.
He's Kip Dynamite. He reminds me of a cross of Kip Dynamite or Damone from Fast Times.
Damone.
But he even has that Kip Dynamite voice. That it's like a slight slur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love him.
So I was going to do some artwork.
I love Kip
so much. Can you take some pictures?
Your mom goes to college. So let's go ahead and check this out where he's deciding what his pop art is going to be and how he is can't help but he's got a girlfriend at home, but he likes looking at the ladies there, doesn't he? Let's check this out.
Where's the store guy?
So much of pop art deals with celebrity worship. So I'm going to make this sort of fictitious product line called the Winning Collection based on Charlie Sheen's ramblings. I'm going to have bottles of tiger blood, a few jars of warlock dust, and then the centerpiece is going to be these dolls of action goddesses.
I need some naked modeling.
Could I talk you into that?
I don't know.
I need a sexy girl for my thing, and you're my first choice.
Yeah, okay. The Suck Lord? He's one of those boys that shouldn't be attractive, but I don't know. I just think he's cool.
Do you mind if I just slither past
him? Well, I'm trying to slither, too.
All right, well, grease it up. Just stand by that wall. I'm definitely attracted to Lola. You know, I have a girlfriend, and she's going to watch this. And if I say the dumbest something wrong, she's literally going to cut my balls off. Well, what do you have under that?
A bra.
Oh, you can take your shirt off if you want. Okay.
You can take your shirt off.
Yes, I'm single and lonely.
Oh, no, I'm getting turned on. I'm good, thank you. I'm a fame whore, and exposure, especially on that level, it's very big. That's 11 million potential customers.
Now, as so often is the case in life, after the good news, sometimes comes the bad news. There will be no immunity for the winner of this challenge.
That's not so bad.
And there's one more bit of news. This is going to be a double elimination.
Wow. I'm kind of surprised that Kimia was willing to, you know, put her boobs out there like that. She doesn't seem like the type, but I give her credit for doing it, and they're nice looking You know who I wish would do it?
Wow, that's classy.
She's got something going, I think, over there.
If you need any help, let me know.
Let me know. That girl, she did the bottled water with her bare breasts. Did you guys like that? And they were like, this is one of our favorites. And I'm like,
yeah, what's the point? What is she trying to say? I'm selling something with sex. Yeah, we get it. It's not that subtle.
But the, okay, Jasmine, who I really liked her heart, even the flipping Parker photograph, I thought it was neat.
That was the best. I think that was the best item during the parkour thing. That idiot winning for spinning around in a circle with a camera.
I didn't get that.
That was just wrong.
I was like, he did moving GIFs of himself spinning is all it was.
And then projected it on a white wall. Congratulations.
I just thought it was funny that parkour, I think, is really cool when you watch people do it. The shit that they came up with based on that is like, what the hell? They were overthinking it or something.
Well, it's like you said earlier that the one girl goes, well, motion, or no, movement. It was like they kept saying movement.
She was like, bowel movement, poop. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, it's like, let's do it really... all about shit.
It's like, wow, you really thought this out. No, you didn't think it out at all. But Jasmine, her picture, like, it was like Britney. She has that look. She had nothing. She did not know. And I thought it was funny when Sucklord spilled paint on it. She was like, yeah, I'll keep it. Yeah, that looks good.
It's chaos theory.
Yeah, it's like, stop. Stop talking. That's what I wanted to
The fact
tell
that she
her.
Has bite me tattooed on her lip is strange.
Oh,
I thought she was supposed to be a hippie.
Yeah.
I didn't know hippies had like defiant tattoos.
I didn't get it at all.
It was bad.
Just didn't get
it. I'm honestly not impressed with this cast of characters. I think the first season had more pure art kind of going on.
You know, the one guy who what was the sleepy guy? He made it all the way to the end.
Yeah, the sleepy guy.
I thought he was a con artist the whole season.
He was. I liked how he made like his own little sleep hut.
Yeah, I'm just gonna sleep. I'm not gonna do anything. And they're like, oh, what is he doing?
I gotta think about this.
My art is that I'm tired.
Yeah. My art's all about beds. It's like, oh, okay.
Pillows.
This
mound of
blankets.
Beautiful straw reminds me of wanting to nest and to sleep.
God, that guy's a spaz, wasn't he?
Yeah, there's a lot of spazzes on this season, though.
So, guys, what do you say we take a break and we'll be back?
All right.
Let's do it. Let's take a old Ricola. What do you say, Bill?
Ricola?
Yeah, Ricola. Ricola!
Everyone wants to zap gold cake with vanilla frosting, devil's food with chocolate, raspberry with coconut, all with cream centers.
These ones sing your twos zap.
Right now, in specially marked bonus packs, you'll find a pumpkin decorating kit and two extra zingers.
Trick or treat!
One trick and two treats from Dolly Madison.
Halloween Toys R Us doesn't miss a trick, and the prices are a treat. We've got costumes for all Toys R Us kids, even grown-ups, and loads of candy, makeup, masks, and more. Toys R Us will make your Halloween supernatural.
Every year of a gift certificate that turns into a soft drink, it can happen this Halloween. When you give out McDonald's Halloween gift certificates, kids take them to McDonald's and they get a McDonald's soft drink. A book of 20 Halloween gift certificates costs only $1. And can turn into 20 regular soft drinks. It must be the magic of Halloween.
Nobody can do what a McDonald's can.
Nobody.
Isn't it? With all peanut butter flavor, you'll always come back for more. Nothing but peanut butter taste in each bite. And it's part of a balanced breakfast. It's to die for. It's the crunch that screams. Peanut butter.
Someone's come for a nutritious breakfast.
What? Oh,
hello, my name is Boo. Let me finish. Booberry. My ghostly good blueberry flavored cereal, Booberry, is part of this complete breakfast.
Boo to you, Booberry.
Frankenberry's got strawberry-flavored marshmallows.
Count Chocula's got chocolate marshmallows.
But I've got blueberry-flavored marshmallows.
Frankenberry. Count Chocula.
And Booberry.
Igor.
This Halloween, when you stock up on Pepsi and Doritos, you'll find coupons for savings on Hershey's candies. It's the perfect recipe for a...
Holly! Wicked!
Here's something to howl about. This week at Florida supermarkets, specially marked Pepsi Cola 2 liters are just 89 cents.
This morning, Billy looked like any other boy. But as the moon rose, he turned into a werewolf. He used new Pa's Halloween makeup kits. His friends did, too. Look, Mike's a vampire. Amy's a ghost. Pa's makeup is safer than masks. It never blocks vision, and it's hypoallergenic, too. So watch your kids turn into the creatures they really are with new Pa's Halloween makeup kits.
Go ahead, ring the bell.
Greetings, Earthling.
Oh, aren't you kids cute?
We have a mission from Mars. We've come to save our Halloween. We want the best candy on Earth.
Can you help us, ma'am?
Well, you're a little early for Halloween, but... M&M's?
Well,
Snickers.
Our favorite.
By the way, I love your costumes.
All right, guys, only 5 million houses to go.
Help a mission from Mars. Win $100,000. Look for specially marked bags.
As Halloween approaches, you have to prepare yourself for what might happen.
More orange sprinkles.
It's a special time of year, and Dunkin' Donuts is dressing up their donuts for the occasion.
And here's the werewolf.
So come to Dunkin' Donuts and get into the spirit of Halloween.
We'd like some Halloween donuts, please.
Oh, of course.
Wanna go psycho with me, Elvira? Here at the Bates Motel? Look for me wherever they sell mug root beer. And enter the Go Psycho with Elvira contest. You can be my guest at Universal Studios in Hollywood for a monstrous bash at the Bates Motel. Shower anyone? This Halloween, go psycho with Elvira and win a party with mug root beer and me.
I love my mug.
I love it.
Ooh, Halloween. So confusing. You throw a big party. Oh, hello. So glad you'd come. Everybody shows up dressed like somebody else. Who are you supposed to be? Oh, I always say the same thing to everybody. Have a Zima. Happy Halloween.
Have a Zima.
Zima is a unique alcohol beverage. Not like beer. Hey, Bob, are you 21? Not wine. No. So keep a fridge full of Zima for all your spooks and spirits. Unzip, and they'll howl for more.
Howl!
Look what's rising out of the pumpkin patch this Halloween. The Pumpkin Cutter. A great way to let your kids carve their own pumpkins without sharp edges that cut little hands. It even makes toothy grins easy to do. The Pumpkin Scoop removes seeds and pulp better than any spoon. And the Pumpkin Light replaces dangerous candles with glowing results. Have a great pumpkin this Halloween with the Pumpkin Cutter, Pumpkin Scoop, and Pumpkin Light. Pumpkin Cutter products available at Long's Drugs and Safeway.
Scam Silly, starring Ronald McDonald and the Chicken McNuggets.
Ronald, nice to see you in this neck of the woods. Come on. What are you making?
We're scaring up secret sauces.
For dipping.
We ready, boss?
Let's make sauce.
Oh, well, at least I got my hair done.
I have an idea.
Whoop-de-doo! McDonald's sauces.
You can always count on them to be terrific!
The good time, great boost of McDonald's.
It's coming. More terror than you ever felt before. Dare you let it in your library. Stephen King's newest tale of horror, Needful Things. Now this beautiful $24.95 hardcover is yours for just $7.95 when you join the chilling world of the Stephen King Library. Think of it. You save $17 off the publisher's price. Stephen King, the best-selling author whose works has spawned the Hollywood horror classics, Pet Sematary, Cujo, Christine, and the Academy Award-winning Misery. We will send you Stephen King's fantastic creations, including his newest books as soon as they're published, all in the original hardcover edition, all at just $14.95 each, all with a cancel anytime guarantee. Call now and Needful Things is yours, free for 10 days. If you're not terrified, return it and cancel. But if you dare the horror to continue, we'll send you a new volume every 7 weeks, each with a 10-day free trial. If your heart stops at the thought of commitment, don't worry, there's never an obligation to buy. Summon Needful Things now with no risk, and you will enter the unearthly library of Stephen King. It's a nightmare only Stephen King can deliver.
Call 1-800-228-1300 now to get Needful Things. Keep it and pay $7.95 plus shipping and handling. Future volumes will come, one every 7 weeks, each with a 10-day free trial. Keep only the ones you want. Cancel anytime. Call now, 1-800-228-1300.
Halloween's a perfect time for baking spooky cookies. Just roll out Pillsbury sugar cookies, cut, bake and decorate, and feed them to your goblins. So much fun there.
Scary.
Gosh, Burger Chef, it's Wolf Burger, the werewolf.
Where can I get delicious burgers? Where can I get fun food? Where, oh where?
At Burger Chef.
Where?
And now at participating Burger Chefs, you can buy fun meals that now come on Halloween magic meal trays. There's a magic trick in each fun meal. There are 10 different magic meal tricks you can collect.
Burger Chef, you're incredible!
Oh my God.
Oh, there. Nice arrow kill. That was a bow and arrow, Bill. Did you like that?
They just killed their father.
It was a nice compound bow. Yeah, you know, she was saying mace, but actually a bow and arrow worked on a ghost. Who knew?
Yep.
You know what I would do, just to tease her, have a vacuum cleaner. I'm going to vacuum the ghost of your dad. No!
My name's Luigi.
Now, something kind of crazy happened over the break. Steven's gone.
What happened?
He said he was laying on the floor in here when I came back from the bathroom. I go, Steven, what's wrong? He goes, dude, I'm not feeling good. What did he say? Like his back
his
hurts?
His stomach and his neck.
His neck hurt and his stomach hurts and he's nauseous. And
that dude's got some problems.
He's a little dude with a lot of problems.
I hope he's okay.
Yeah, I hope he's okay too, but I was like...
I thought you were going to say he passed out on the floor.
No, he was going to try to stick it out, but I was like, no, you can go if you don't feel it. You can go. If you're not going to contribute,
If you're just going to be a problem...
Yeah, so I told Severin, my nephew, hey, if you want to hop on the old mic and join in... And it's so funny, Laura goes, well, I don't know.
Like, she's being the mom. That Bill says some horrible things.
She's afraid Severin's going to say some horrible things.
Oh, no. Well, we don't blame Laura.
No, that's good.
Yeah, don't worry.
We just blame her horrible husband.
There you go.
So can we just say, everybody, here's Severin. Say hi, Severin.
Hello.
That little goofy kid with problems.
Yeah.
Oh, just ignore that, okay? Severin? Good times. All right.
Way to start it off. Offend him.
We're going to talk about Terra Nova. Why? I don't know. It's filler. But
it's filler?
It really is filler.
This is a brief clip that pretty much will tell you what is Terra Nova all about, Bill? You ready
Nothing.
For this?
Nothing.
I want to know.
Let's check this out. Okay, listen closely.
What's Terra Nova really about?
You'll see.
Did you hear what she said?
What?
You'll
said,
see.
You'll see.
Oh.
It's like, no, I won't if it gets canceled, bitch. Show me something. So,
yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's the problem.
They have
the
yet
show,
to show
then,
us
huh?
anything.
That's the problem with the show. There's a they have self-contained stories. They try to hint at little overlong story arcs that don't really exist because something about the people in the future don't like Quaritch from Avatar too much. They want to replace him. Why? You'll see.
Yeah, but it's like I was talking to you earlier. It makes no sense because this show takes place 85 million years in the past in an entirely different time stream.
Right.
So anybody, the whole whoever controls the past controls the future. Bullshit. Don't work like that.
Yeah.
The show makes no logical sense.
And there's this scene where the guy, he's talking to the Sixer leader, that chick. He's like, how do you know all this information about Terra Nova? Do you have a spy? And this is her response.
Maybe I'm psychic.
That's a good comeback.
Is she
there.
Psychic?
You'll maybe see. She's psychic, Bill. That was her.
Yeah, weird. You'll see.
Yeah.
Or maybe you won't.
That should be that's like the writer saying, you'll see. It's like, no,
I'm going to come up with something.
I'm flipping the freaking station, asshole. I'm changing it.
They have no idea what they're doing.
It needs to get interesting really fast.
Well, they tried to establish some possibly interesting storylines with the whole Quaritch's lost son, who's like a crazed scientist who's leaving.
Yeah, they show nothing about that since the pilot.
Yeah, we haven't heard anything about his crazy son who's leaving clues and keys and just, I don't know. They don't...
you know what they need to add to the show for it to be any good, Bill?
What?
Gorgeous zombies.
There you go.
Yes, gorgeous zombies.
That would save any show.
Sexualized dinosaurs.
Yeah. That is one sexy velociraptor.
My gosh, that is a beautiful carnosaur.
Those are quite beautiful. Now let's go ahead and talk about Fringe from 2 weeks ago, Bill, because a funny thing happens at the beginning of the episode when Walter is taking pictures of a peanut. He throws it up in the air with a dozen cameras. Do you remember this?
I don't. It's been so long.
He's trying to take a picture of Peter. He doesn't know it's Peter, but something there in the lab. So he's made a circle of all these cameras. Oh, boo! Severin! He's got his phone, Bill. Can you believe this? So unprofessional.
And
it's okay. It's
quite Who's funny. Calling?
Sorry, Who's calling?
Demand an answer.
You should see the look Laura's giving Sarah. She's like, oh, son of a... No.
It's a
You're not
look.
My son!
She's got, Laura, put the wooden soup spoon down. I don't know even where you got that from.
You know what I used to get beaten with?
What?
You're going to love this.
Oh, no.
The... For some odd reason, when we were kids, we loved those ball and paddles.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
You could do that. And then, of course, once they broke, where did they go? In the cabinet to get your ass beat whenever you did something
when
bad.
The rubber band would pop off of it?
Yep. So wow. we were like the architects of our own demise.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so when we would get bad. Yep, when we would do something bad, they would take the paddle out, and the real insult to injury was whenever they would use the red Ronald McDonald head one.
No. Okay. Don't do that to Ronald.
That's traumatic.
He's an icon.
Yeah, that was fun.
You're going to be my murder victim.
Oh my god. So on Fringe, Walter's taking pictures of peanuts. Let's check this out.
Olivia. Did I just step on a peanut?
You're lucky that I convinced him not to use shrimp.
Vivia, how nice of you to visit.
Well, technically, I'm not really visiting because I work here.
Of course.
Hey, Walter, why don't you show Olivia what you're doing?
Oh, I want to capture the apparition that's been haunting us on film. I have the power of 28 cameras going here.
Walter, if you think that it's possible to capture him on film, why don't you just use a single video camera?
I believe the apparition may be out of phase with our reality. And for that reason, he is not visible from all directions. Instead, he is visible only from one specific angle, which is why I can see him and no one else can. So, multiple cameras taking pictures from multiple angles. When he shows up again, I'll have maximized the odds of capturing his image. An idea I got from the fight sequences in The Matrix.
He watched it last night to try and take his mind off his fear.
Now I welcome his visitation. Any more dreams? Did he visit again?
No, but something else did. When I woke up this morning, there was some kind of energy hovering above my bed. I know it sounds crazy, but it was making some kind of droning noise, and it seemed to be, or it was powerful.
What did it do?
There were all these metal objects gathered in a pile on the floor, like it was collecting. It touched me.
Oh, my.
I love that when he's talking about the cameras, I start thinking, like, wait a second. And then he goes, I got the idea from The Matrix. I love that. He's taking bullet time pictures of peanuts in the air. It's hilarious. Because you see some of the pictures, it's like all these different angles of a peanut. It's hilarious. That's why I love this show, for stuff like that. And this episode, this glowing orb thing turned out to be Peter. And did you see this episode, Bill?
Yeah, I did.
I got a very Dr. Manhattan vibe from it.
Yeah.
From him trying to come back.
Trying to put himself back together.
Right. And I like that scene where the black guy's got some kind of magnetic powers. He's like got the bad Magneto powers where they kind of suck, you know? But he's trying to push it away, but then it starts to form Peter. She's like, no, wait. And then, you know, when he comes back and nobody knows who he is, I was like, okay, now we're going somewhere. Peter's back, so... And unfortunately, we've got to wait till next week for the episode. So,
well, isn't it on tonight?
No, it's not, because of the World Series.
Screw you! No, isn't the World Series over?
No, tonight's Game 7. The Texas Rangers, who I was watching this game, I was like, oh, the Rangers are going to win it. They're going to win it. Right at the last minute, there's like one strike left they needed. They blew it, and it's going to Game 7. I felt like in the movie Final Fantasy, The Spirits Within, when the alien passes through you and takes your soul, you know, that animation.
Wow, that's deep.
When the strike got, when it wasn't a strike and the guy hit the ball and they ran it in to tie the game, I was like, sucked me out of my body. I was like, why am I watching this baseball shit anyway? I like hockey or football.
I can't stand baseball. Well, I liked baseball when I was a kid, and I don't mind going to parks and, like, watching the game, eating the food, spending way too much money. But baseball on TV is, like, freaking Ambien for me.
You know what? I love the idea of the Texas Rangers winning the World Series just from childhood and seeing the logo everywhere and remembering my granddaddy going to the games or whatever. Just stuff like that. That's why, you know, like family thing, tradition.
Well, I'm sure George W. Bush would love to hear that.
Oh, I'm so sick of them parading him out at every game. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, he's our mascot, huh? So, Fringe, can't wait for that. Now let's talk about The Walking Dead, guys. But before we do, it's time for another random zombie kill.
Yay.
I think it's only right that our special guest should... Actually, we don't have any more choices. We just have machine gun kill. So, sorry.
All right, machine gun.
And that was kind of a cheat. It was just taken out of the shitty movie Resident Evil. Sorry about that.
Oh.
You know what? I'm going to give you another lightsaber kill. That is awesome.
I thought lightsabers were supposed to cauterize.
No, Bill, not zombies. It's too liquidy.
Oh.
Now, okay, The Walking Dead is back. And was it last week or 2 weeks ago when they had the premiere?
2 weeks ago, I think.
I think it's cool that, you know, we've done it to death, Bill, where we talk about the comics, so let's try not to do that. But I will say this, that they brought one cool idea from the comic, which was the zombie herd, where they all kind of just gather together and they're walking in one direction, so you want to avoid that shit. And I love the zombie genre. Usually... some type of danger is caused by someone not thinking things through. You have to set some rules for this, but you won't have problems every week unless you create something, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So they're stuck on a freeway where there's a bunch of cars and stuff. I'm sorry, but the first thing I do is, like, kids, get on top of the RV. You'll be our lookouts. Give them something to do. Or lock them in the RV. I'm not going to have them wandering around because they don't even know if there's walkers around any of these cars in the vehicles or anything.
Well, didn't they do that in the comic series where they would lock the kids in the RV? That's where they would play while they would do things?
I think they eventually would do that. I don't know if they did it on the road, but maybe. But I would put them up there. So instead, they're on the ground, okay, with everybody. And when they see the herd coming, get under the cars, get in the car. It's like there's a van right there. Get in the van, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Did you guys notice the black van with the doors open?
No.
I would have gotten right in there. Get in a vehicle, something.
That makes more sense.
Hop in the RV real quick. I don't know, but you kind of panic when you see 50 walkers coming. Yeah. I can understand that, but I'm not getting under a car. I'm sorry. I'd be like, can't fit. And get pulled out, something like
that. Yeah, I would throw the body out of whatever I was next to and get in it and close the door and lock
it. You know how hard it would be for me not to just start running as fast as I can? Like, screw you guys, or take a dump in my pants or something. I don't know. But maybe by then we're so used to the walkers, we're afraid, but we're not going to do anything stupid because that gets you killed, right?
Right.
Or maybe they should have ran over the embankment.
Right. Yeah, anything. Hide under it, right?
Yeah, I just...
You don't know. But so anyway, when that part was good, though, the one thing the show does, it gets my heart start beating fast because it is...
It does.
So the walkers are scary.
Yeah.
It's spooky or whatever. When Rick follows the girl into the woods when she's being chased, she gets out of the car way too soon. It's like, hey, dumbass. But when he tells her, you stay here if I don't come back, I was like, don't tell her that.
Yeah.
She's a little girl.
Because she's just going to leave.
Say,
she's freaking out.
First of all, I can't believe she even did leave because I would have been living there.
I would have been like, wow, this is a really nice spot. I'm going to.
Even if there was like a little, you know, badger in there going, you know, it's like, dude, this
I'm
my
your new
house.
Roommate.
Badger.
It's my house now. But she wanders off. I would have said, stay here until I come back. Don't even give her the idea unless I get eaten or something. Just say, I'll be right back. Stay here. Don't move. You understand me? But I did love the zombie kills there where he had the rock. I love where
bash
he bashed
him in the head.
And then the other
crunchy.
One, I thought it was hilarious how the other one walked up and he just goes, throws it at his head. He's like, "Bah!" I love that. It was good zombie kills at times. And isn't, I'm forgetting the guy's name, the guy with the crossbow. What's his name on the
Daryl?
Show?
Daryl.
Daryl, yeah.
Is it Daryl?
Yeah.
Daryl is the most fun character to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the most entertaining so far. He should be the lead character.
I love him and his crossbow.
I love when he pulls the arrow back out.
Yeah, he's got to clean
Blech.
It. You know what I thought about? I never brought this up, but just thinking about last season, do you remember? He uses those arrows over and over again, doesn't
yes.
he?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when he shoots that Vato in the ass and then he pulls the arrow out?
No.
He shoots that dude in the ass and he's like, oh, and he gets the arrow back. But, okay, that arrow has been in a lot of zombie heads. Would that
yeah.
affect him in those bloodstream or anything?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I would think so.
It seems like it would.
I didn't even think of that.
I think about germs and shit like that. Germs! My ass! But maybe, you know, hey, he used a clean arrow that day, Bill, right?
He bleached it first.
He doesn't even wash his hands. He's not going to wash the
arrows.
He's
covered in dirt.
I know. He's all grimy and stuff. And I love when he's like...
Rick grimy?
When he's trying to track the girl and he's like, no, she came through here. He goes, how do you do that? He's like, do you want a lesson
in tracking?
Right? You know, I'm kind of busy. But my favorite scene in that whole first episode, can you guys guess what it is? My favorite scene...
Lori begging for a gun every other 5 minutes.
No, that was Andrea.
Or Andrea, sorry. No. Oh, I wanted to strangle that bitch.
Bill, my favorite scene is when they're dissecting the zombie.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
because
God.
The sound effects are ridiculous, and I loved it. I was laughing through the whole thing.
They didn't even have to show all
no,
of it.
No, I was
just
like, I can't
sound.
Believe they're doing
the
this.
The first season, do you remember when they chopped up the body? And put
yes.
guts all over? Yeah. The sounds were ridiculous. They did it again, and hey, let's check it out.
What are you looking for? Skin under the fingernails.
With the homicide detective.
It fed recently.
Some fingerprints recently. What?
Run through the database. Zombie database.
There's flash card in his teeth.
Yeah, what kind of flash?
Only one way to know for sure.
I mean, like, the girl's probably dead. Let's go.
Yeah, I don't think
I'll
walk.
I'll do it.
And what did you do?
I'm going like to kill you, skinny gutter now, anyway.
I don't ever
want
to see that.
Much sharper.
Oh. I told you, this scene lasts 20 minutes. Zombie off.
Oh, that's the crunching.
Hey.
The crunching and popping. Oh,
why did it take so long to get through it?
Yeah, I know.
But the whole scene, Rick is just kind of covering his nose and kind of just looking like, oh,
can you imagine what that smells like?
Here comes a bad part.
The bad part. Hasn't even gotten to the stomach.
Oh.
Come on! Get through it already! I love when he cuts it open. Uh-oh, Rick's getting a little... I think I'm at a bar!
Oh, that's so nasty.
Yeah. Hoss had a big meal not long ago.
Hoss?
I feel it in there.
Just
go back. I got this.
Gerald's got away with her.
Yes.
Hoss is shut.
I just need to picture them. They're taking poops.
This goes faster until the woodchuck for lunch.
It's less disgusting.
Yeah, it's honestly less disgusting.
At least we know. At least we know.
I think Spenny said he munched on a woodchuck.
Yeah, I think they actually did like a full like autopsy cut open.
Mm-hmm.
It was like three cuts. Just, oh.
It would have been, wouldn't it be great if they did the Jaws thing? License plate, you know? Tire, boot. It's like, damn, what's this zombie been eating?
Leather jacket.
That would have been great. That was, just scenes like that. They're so just wrong, it entertains me, you know? Even, you know, when they go to the church and the zombies are sitting there,
yeah.
That cracked me up.
Yes.
It's like, wait, okay, did they grow old and die while in the church? I don't understand how they got, but
the one looked like it was there for a funeral.
Yeah. Did she have a heart attack during the funeral? And I think there should have been a casket up front, shouldn't there? Or something.
Maybe
that
they got
been
attacked
funny.
During a funeral.
The, in the comic books, Bill, you know, I said I wouldn't bring this up, but we've got to, but I always got sick of Lori getting mad at Rick all the time in the comic
yes.
books.
Yeah.
And she's kept it to a minimum now. She gets mad at Shane in every scene.
Yeah.
Why did you say that to him? But I got to say something. You remember the last episode, you know, Shane kind of like forced himself upon her and she scratched him or whatever. That was kind of like, okay, what's going on here? But his character is more interesting than Rick to me right now. Shane's
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll kill Rick.
And he's more of a doer, you know, like this week's episode or at the end of that episode when, the son, what's the son's name? Carl.
Yeah.
He gets
yeah.
shot. We knew that was going to happen. They telegraphed it. You know, you knew it was going to happen, standing there in front of a CGI buck. You knew it was going to happen when he gets shot. I'm like, oh, of course. But Shaney, you know, Pruitt Taylor Vince, who's a great actor, creepy actor, he's in this. And he's like, we've got to go where there's a bunch of walkers everywhere to get medical supplies. And Shane's like, oh, I'll go. And you're like, what the hell is he thinking? You know, this is crazy, but he's going to do it. That shows there's some kind of redeemable thing about him, isn't it?
Yeah, he's not as, in the comics, he was just kind of trashy.
And he's outright wanted to just kill Rick. Because remember,
yeah.
you know, they even showed he had the gun on Rick for a bit, and then he changed his mind, and Dale saw it, and he's like, whoa, I'm not sure what I just saw. But they're making his character more interesting, which I'm glad, because he was kind of like in and out of the story really fast in the comics.
Mm-hmm.
They got rid of him really fast. And
he would have been dead by now if they were following the comics.
Oh, yeah, totally. And the guy that got to play Herschel on the farm, that actor has been around forever. I thought that was a good selection.
Yeah.
That was an excellent selection.
Good choice. And the whole you know what's funny is when he said, you know, basically Carl goes there and they're trying to help Carl. And he's like, I need my wife here. And I'm like, no, you don't really. She's just going to cry and stuff. Don't get her over here. But the girl on horseback goes after her. And she shows up right as Andrea is about to get killed. But I love the way she's walking. The tracking shot of her walking and the zombie just appears on the other side of the tree like he's walking along too. Mm-hmm. I thought that was hilarious. Almost like he just blended in with them as they're walking and attacked her. I thought that was pretty good. And good zombie sound effects there. That's always good. You know, you got the smooshy sounds.
I just thought the Andrea stuff was really, really, really too much.
Do you know,
like scene after scene after scene of her like, oh, I'm not going to commit suicide. Oh, I am going to commit suicide. Oh, I want a gun. Oh, you can't have a gun.
I did like the scene where she tells Dale off, though. Like, who are you to tell me I can't have whatever? Just give it to me. I did, you know, she had a point there. Like, he doesn't know her. Give her a freaking gun and she can blow her brains out if she wants. It's a different kind of thing now. You know what I mean?
I guess.
What?
No, it was just so irritating to me. That and then the there was something. All the praying in the church and stuff. It just felt a little forced.
Oh yeah.
Like, oh, I need a miracle. Yeah. Can you save my son?
I definitely do.
Or can you help me find this little girl who ran off like a moron?
Yeah. Luckily, his voice isn't that bad.
It's
how many
close.
Days was this little girl lost in the woods?
I don't know, but can they just forget her already?
It's just one day.
Only been one day?
Yeah, it's only been one day.
And they'll find her, too. Why not?
Yeah, because she's like Carl's best friend in the books.
Yeah, well, but we can't have no
kid.
More referencing the comic, Bill. No, I'm kidding. We're going to have to, right?
It's going
to
happen.
The comic pisses me off on a regular basis, so the show doesn't piss me off. I'm just like, they should have done this. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, if they do the governor thing, they're going to have to tread lightly on that, because that was quite possibly the worst storyline ever.
Anytime, you know, they did this in Land of the Dead. Let's take some zombies and put them in a ring with people. And it'll be entertainment. That's the most retarded thing I've ever seen.
No, that's ridiculous.
What, am I going to go box a zombie?
How does a zombie know it's supposed to fight the other zombie?
You have to box you.
Oh, yeah. They did that with the Argento girl.
They have to pit you with the zombies, and it's supposed to be scary. What you do is you hop on their back and you snap their neck, right?
Yeah.
That's what Mila Jovovich would do. You know what I'm saying? That'd be awesome.
Stay back!
Now, the coolest part of the whole episode was, I thought, when Shane and the dude go up to the school and there's crawling with zombies. And wouldn't you have been like, okay, let's just go. This is not
not worth it, bro.
Or have been like, okay, you're not going to run fast. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call the zombies and run like hell. And when they're all gone, you get the shit, and I'll meet you back at the truck. How's that?
No, they took a tool from the Simon Baker Land of the Dead.
Okay, I got these M80s, and I got some sparklers, and we're going to get some bottle rockets. We're going to launch them at their heads. Now, they distract the zombies long enough. But I love the clinging of the oxygen tanks in the backpack. I was like, oh, that's
not good.
And they open the door and it's like cling, cling, cling. And they're all like, huh? Oh, shit.
Oxygen.
And they start running. And I love when Shane runs around the corner, there's one zombie there. He's like, huh? And he does his Shia LaBeouf impression. Did you notice that, Bill? He goes, no. And then he decks the zombie, which I thought was hilarious. Because I really think if you lived in a world of zombies, if you got over their appearance as quickly as possible, like, I'm not going to be creeped out by this anymore. I'm just going to handle it. You would, like, operate much smarter.
Right.
You wouldn't
Oh, yeah.
They're disgusting and everything, but all I got to do is push it away from me, And if they don't get the drop on me, knock them over and run. That's what
just
you
a rotting dude, hey? You're a rotten dude.
And I think the thing is that it's gross. Like, Andrea, she's like, and it's like, you're doing it wrong.
Well,
she's just hysterical.
Yeah, it's like, bitch, stand up. Take that zombie on. I'm not helping you. No, please help. No, you're going to do this yourself.
She had to do is, like, kick it in the kneecaps.
Kick him in the zombie balls or something.
Zombie balls.
Zombie got nards?
Oh, my zombie balls. He's not going to procreate anymore.
There's a conversation.
No more zombie children.
There's a conversation that Rick has with Herschel that I thought was interesting. It actually had me kind of thinking of things in my brain, which is when...
That's dangerous.
You know you're right about something, but the person, you want to respect him. He's letting you stay at your house. He's patching up your boy, but his ideas of how this virus works are so off base that it's kind of like, I'm just going to change the subject. Let's check this out.
This place is beautiful. Been in my family 160 years.
I can't believe how serene it is. How untouched. You're lucky.
We weren't completely unscathed. We lost friends, neighbors. The epidemic.
Neighbors are really loud.
Took my wife, my stepson.
I'm sorry.
My daughters were spared. I'm grateful to God for that. These people here, all we got left is each other. Just hoping we can ride it out in peace till there's a cure.
We were at the CDC. It's gone now. There is no cure.
I don't believe it. When AIDS came along, everyone panicked. One boy in town came down with it, and some parents pulled their children from school so they didn't have to sit in the same room.
This is a whole other thing.
That's what we always say. This one's different.
Well, this one is.
Mankind's been fighting plagues from the start.
So, you know,
we get our behinds kicked for a while.
They're coming back.
Then
from
we bounce
the dead.
Back.
Yeah.
It's nature correcting herself, restoring some balance.
I wish I could believe that.
I was thinking, are they going to shoot them with dart guns?
It's a necrosis vaccine.
And all of a sudden they're like, hey, I feel better now. But then I started remembering a scene in the comic book that happens in his barn. And I was like, oh, shit, he really does believe this.
Yeah.
And I wonder if this is going to be on the TV show because that was effed up. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
No, I don't know.
You'll remember, because if they have that in the comics...
It's pretty freaking disturbing.
Okay, if I'm watching this TV show and Herschel's like, oh, that's my barn, don't go near there, I'm going to be like, oh, no.
No.
I know that Pruitt Taylor Vince ain't going to be on the show for long.
Yeah.
That poor guy lumbering about with, like, 50 zombies chasing him. I'm like, dude, he's so
How
dead.
The hell is he running in step with Shane?
I know. And they've got that cage shut, and the thing is, like, wobbling, and it's, like, so effed up. And
well, he could barely keep up with him when they were running with Carl.
Yeah.
He was, like, dragging him.
And those are, it's like, as I would be running from the zombies, I'd be like, should they really be going this fast? They're dead. But they're shuffling pretty good, aren't they?
They are.
Good shuffle about. And I noticed, I don't know why I thought it was funny, is some of them say FEMA, like they're FEMA zombies, and that cracked me up for some reason. Yeah. Those poor people.
Maybe they have federal aid with them.
Because they're not moaning. They're just kind of like angry, aren't they? Have you noticed that like when...
Well, they're dead.
Yeah, Daryl.
They're angry too.
When Daryl and Rick saw that one and Rick goes... to the thing, and he was like, rah!
I hate whistling.
What the hell? He was like all grumpy. Like, dude, what's your problem, zombie?
They don't feel so good.
I'm dead. What do you expect? I'm grumpy. I'm really crazy.
Are you trying to imitate a bird? What the hell's wrong with you? Hello.
Fire. Bad. Did you guys see the commercial with Shane and Rick, though, where they're doing the zombie survival kit or whatever.
Holy shit, that's painful.
We got a shotgun.
Yes, we do. We got a hatchet.
We got a crossbow here.
Hand grenades.
Six shooter.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many zombies we've killed with this thing.
A lot of them.
Where's their old cavalry saber or something like that?
Yeah, I was, wasn't expecting that guy to use his Rick voice. Because isn't he Australian natively?
I believe so, yeah.
It's just kind of strange that that's the voice he's using in the commercial.
Yeah, I guess they're supposed to be playing themselves or something.
Ah.
It was for the Scream Awards, right? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I wonder what Shane had his head shaved for, if he was for a movie or something.
I wonder if it's in this season he shaves his head. Because, you know, the Zombie Survival Guide, it recommends shaving your head so they can't grab your hair.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe he's like, hey, I got an idea. So anyway,
we all need to shave our heads.
The best parts about The Walking Dead are the undead and how kind of nervous it makes you. In-between stuff where people are kind of bickering and stuff, it's not that interesting to me. The whole... I did think when T-Dog cut his arm that enough blood came out of him that he should have...
Oh, he should have been dead. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
He should have been dead.
Because if...
gashed
it. I know that zombies don't have heightened sense of smell, but they can smell.
It's blood.
I assume it's your BO and stuff they can smell that they're attracted to, like pheromones or something, right?
I would think they'd be attracted to the blood.
Yeah. I mean, Daryl laid bodies on them. That was nice of them, but it seems like they would have been like, or something. But maybe, I mean, I know they're not.
I need fresh blood.
Rob Kirkman even said they're not bloodhounds, but if you're around them, they'll smell you. Yeah. But
Kirkman.
I'm making this up as I go along.
Every time I watch this show, they have that commercial with that douchebag from the Nerdist. He's like, I'm douchebag man. Stay tuned for the Talking Dead. I'm like, no.
No, I've never watched it once. Have you watched it?
No, I haven't
watched both
it.
Episodes.
Have you?
Yes.
What'd you think?
Well, mainly, it reminds me too much of like a G4 show. But I think it's interesting when they talk generally about some things. When they do the fan questions or whatever, they usually ask like, how come it didn't smell them? Or how come this? It's, obvious questions like, how come there are dead people in the cars? Why aren't they zombies? And he's like, well, I guess some of them died of other reasons or something. I think that they've rotted to the point where they can't move anymore, right?
Yeah, they're petrified.
But people have questions like that. And
people are stupid.
What is that guy's name? Why can't I remember it?
Chris Hardwick.
Yeah, Chris Hardwick. I do enjoy his podcast when he has interesting people on. But that show, Web Soup, not funny. No.
Well, I don't understand why they feel the need that they've got to do a soup show for everything.
I know. But The Talking Dead, what I like about it is they just immediately talk about what you just saw. And they're usually like, whoa. Like Brian Posehn was on there, and he said some funny things about it. Like,
no, if I would have known that, I would have watched it.
Yeah, because
I think he's hilarious.
Because he had some funny lines like... Chris Hardwick is like, why are these zombies always chasing after Andrea? And Brian Posehn goes, without a B, he goes, because she's delicious. just lines like that are funny. And before, it was Patton Oswalt in the first episode.
Wow. So they get good guests.
Yeah. And next week they have Felicia...
Great. I'll make sure I tune in.
The girl from the guild, Bill. What's her name?
Oh, gee. I'll make sure I don't tune in.
Just tell me her name, because my brain's...
I can't freaking stand her.
What's her name?
The redhead.
Felicia Day.
Yeah, Felicia Day. Yeah, she's going to be on there. I think she's cute. I think she'd be perfect for Steven. He likes redheads.
Does he?
I don't really find her attractive, but it's just the whole...
Gorgeous.
Like,
zombies.
I'm a girl and I play video games, so now I'm this huge geek icon.
What happens, Bill.
It's like, really?
That's just what happens. I don't think she did that on purpose. I think people did it to her. They elevated her.
They did it to her.
No, you know what I mean. They're like,
hey, we're going to do it to you.
This girl likes games and stuff, and they prop her up on a pedestal.
Well, I think she started, she wrote the guild thing, and it got hold with a certain amount of people. And some people find it hilarious. I'm not one of them.
I like the guild to a point, but I also think it's mean-spirited. We've talked about this before.
Yes, we have.
And I think you like The Guild, too. You're just lying.
No, I really don't like The Guild
you
at all.
You love The Guild. It's because it's Will Wheaton, Bill.
Yeah, but he was only in one season, right?
He was in two seasons.
Oh, see? That shows how much I know about The Guild.
Real zombies in your area.
Ooh. I'm going to call that zombie chat.
I want to call the dentist chat or the dental patient chat.
What?
Oh, drop those potatoes. Bill, what do you say we do the news?
Let's do the news.
Let's do it! Hey, Bill, I noticed that several people like Todd and Adam said that the voicemail wasn't working that we've used on the show for like 6 years.
Okay.
Which is kind of a bummer. And Adam sent a voicemail to my phone, I've noticed here. I just wanted to see what this is real quick. Let's see if he's on here.
New message. What's up, Nim guys? This is
you hear
Adam
this?
From the Bay
yeah.
Area. And I just wanted to say that I have been enjoying some Nim goodness this week. I had to give one of my iPods back, an iPod that I was borrowing back, so I had to switch it out for my old one, and I happened to have some episodes of Old School on there, episodes 63 through 66. So then I went home and downloaded up to 73.
Uh-oh.
And I have really been enjoying it. Some really good stuff, and I'm taking notes for future Twin IMs. But I just wanted to say that last week's episode was awesome. I really, really enjoyed listening to it, and I'm looking forward so much. I saw the Facebook post and everything that's coming up about the tonight's Halloween show. So I hope that this gets through, because I called the new voicemail line, and sadly it was disconnected. Zombie outbreak in Mulberry.
That's what it is.
It's very spooky, and maybe this week's show should be called the Halloween Special Nowhere in Mull Scary. Huh? Huh? That's
I'll think about it. We'll put that on the pile of ideas.
Anyways, oh my goodness. So anyways, hopefully this comes through and gets to you guys in time before I don't know why I feel like I should know your guys' scary theme. And I wish I could fit in with some sort of theme that you guys are doing a scary, okay. Anyways, well, hey guys, hopefully me and Ross will crank out another Twin IM, and I cannot even express how much I'm looking forward to hearing this week's show. So anyway, sorry to stutter and stumble all over myself, but have a great show. I love you guys. I love your show. Never stop doing it.
To replay, press 1. To delete, press 7.
Delete. Right. 7.
And delete. All right, well, thank you, Adam. And I don't know what's going on with the voicemail. It's a free service, K7 voicemail, and it's always been free, and maybe they went out of...
I use L7 voicemail.
Maybe they went out of business, Bill. I don't know, and I'll just look for another free one. It's kind of a bummer, because we've had that same number for so long. But anyway, Bill, it's nice to hear from Adam. What do we have in the news?
Well, starting off with a really disturbing story out of Georgia. Police are hunting for the aggravated Taco Bell customer who threw a Molotov cocktail at the restaurant drive-thru window after phoning in a complaint that there was not enough meat in the chalupa he had purchased.
I'm on their side.
I don't think this is so bizarre. This is a common, this guy's upset. So it's an incident that occurred around 5 a.m. Sunday. It looked like when no one was there. The small blaze did not cause injuries or damage to the building. Well, I guess he didn't really think it through then. Taco Bell manager Cynthia Thompson told cops that shortly before the firebombing, a man called the restaurant to complain about a reported meat shortage in his two extra-large chalupas. The caller told Thompson that after getting home, he realized that there was not enough stuffing inside his chalupa and demanded his order be corrected. Maybe he should have done that while he was still there, and they could have went, oh, okay, you know, here's a little extra scoop of chalupa meat.
Yeah, there you go, buddy. You know what? They probably didn't have enough, and they were rationing it.
Yeah. Because those chalupas are very popular.
Oh, delicious. I've actually had them back in the day.
Yeah, I haven't had a chalupa in probably 20
years.
You know
what the problem with the chalupa? You eat it, looks good. Your body starts to feel like there's no moisture in it.
Well,
no
aren't
water.
They like, isn't it like some sort of like fried bread?
Yeah, and it will dehydrate you, and it sucks all the minerals out of your body.
Really? Mm.
Yeah.
So it's like taking eating an Imodium AD tablet.
It's like it tastes good, but then you have no more energy, and you feel like complete shit.
Sounds really nourishing.
It's like, that's one thing I've discovered about what I eat. It's like, makes me feel like shit. I shouldn't be eating this. And that's what happens.
This must be loaded with macro and micronutrients.
You're auto-tuned there again, Bill.
Really? I'm not doing anything.
Just sing a song while it happens.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife. Hide your kids.
A little sexy double, you know?
Because of raping everybody out there.
What
all right,
song
so
is
when,
what?
What?
You've never heard the Home Invasion song?
No.
Scaredy cat.
Come on. Antoine Dodson.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The guy that, you know, you better hide your husband because they're raping everybody out here.
Right.
When Thompson explained that she could not accommodate him because the business was closing, the man replied, "You must be one of those N-words up there."
Oh, no, he didn't!
Yeah, he did.
I'm sorry.
He added, "That's all right. I'll just come redecorate the place."
Are you serious? Wow. Holy
Over
shit.
Over a chalupa?
I'm a black girl!
What? Thompson said that shortly after the call, she and two other Taco Bell employees could smell gasoline, but was unaware of where it was coming from. They then realized the fire was outside of the drive-thru window.
Gasoline.
God damn it, Chocolate Mousse.
I love that guy.
I thought, like, when you're going to firebomb someplace that you're supposed to, like, throw it through a window. You know, the whole idea is getting it inside the building.
Right.
But this guy apparently wasn't really... Either he had horrible aim or he just didn't know what he was doing. Investigators found the makeshift incendiary device, a melting plastic bottle with a liquid substance still inside. Well, there you go,
asshole. A plastic bottle?
Yeah, plastic bottle. You're supposed to use glass, dummy.
Well, that Molotov's not going to work right.
Hey, that would.
It's supposed to blow up!
What a dummy. It probably just bounced off the window. Damn it!
And then just melted.
No, it's not glass. It's just going to be thump. Thump.
So, it says...
It's going to be like a
thud okay.
sound.
So get this. He didn't throw it at the building. He threw it at the sign for the new extra, extra large chalupa.
He was angry at the sign.
He was making a statement that bigger is not necessarily better. The search for the firebomb suspect has been hampered since the video feed from the drive-thru window was of poor quality. Aw, really? I'm so surprised. All right, moving on. We have, you know, sometimes Monopoly games can get really out of hand. People start cheating or they get angry. You know, when you clean someone out because they land on your property or something.
It's a tablet.
Things can go really wrong. And this happens with a New Mexico woman, 60 years old, who stabbed her boyfriend after accusing him of cheating during a Monopoly game.
Bitch isn't standing now.
Laura Chavez, or Chavez, and her boyfriend were playing the popular board game at her Santa Fe apartment when the dispute occurred. Chavez pictured... In a mugshot, oh, she's sexy. Yikes.
I'm going to get you.
allegedly admitted stabbing her beau, Clyde Butch Smith.
Clyde.
Butch.
Butch kind of comes out of nowhere there. Police reported that both Chavez and the 48-year-old Butch appeared to be intoxicated. The man, who cops found bleeding heavily from wounds on his head and right wrist, was hospitalized. Smith told investigators that Chavez first hit him over the head with a glass bottle. See, that's how you do it.
Yeah. Come on, Butch.
And then grabbed a knife and began cutting him.
Oh, Jesus.
Man. Causing injuries to the top of his head, neck, left eyebrow, and right wrist. Man.
She takes her board game seriously.
He must have, like, stole money out of the bank or something.
And I cut his Achilles tendon.
You know, great, and this was in front of their 10-year-old grandson.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, you know, I've played long games of Monopoly before, and it does piss you off when someone cheats.
You get a little delirious after a while.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you know, if like after all this work and set up hotels, you've been cheating, you're like pissed.
And especially near the end, I remember I got angry whenever, like, I landed on my sister's Park Place and it had a hotel on it.
Yeah, it's like you just cleaned me out.
Yeah, everything. It's done. It's over. This lady, when cops arrived at Chavez's building, she was sitting under the porch covered with the blood. Asked if the blood was Smith. She answered, yeah, I effed him up.
Whoa.
Well, at least, you know, she's not remorseful or repentant about it.
She seems like, you know, she just hated him.
Yeah, I think that's probably what it is.
You know,
sometimes you just get tired of a person, and it comes to Monopoly to kind of get out. I hate you! All right, this next story, Swiley posted on the Facebook, and I wasn't going to read it just because it's depressing, but I'll mention it. This guy needs help. He's 47 years old. He has a 100-pound scrotum. Oh. Yeah, he's obviously got like that elephantitis, and and he went to, he's on Medicare, and he went to one place and they said, listen, this is a huge surgery, we can't really do it, but if you go to California, there's a team of doctors that can do it. And it turns out that in order to have a team of doctors remove this thing and actually save his genitalia, which is a big issue with this, he doesn't, you know, they can remove it in Nevada, but they're going to remove everything.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so he needs to go to California to have it removed, but Medicare doesn't cover that, and to have a whole team do it, it's going to cost just under $1 million. So this dude needs money.
Wow.
He's got a 100-pound scrotum that he, I mean, it's just depressing as hell.
How would you like to be a spotted elephant?
No. I think, yeah, you know what, I think I'd rather be a spotted elephant than have a 100-pound scrotum.
Oh, my.
All right, so the Taco Bell madness continues.
Oh, hello.
It's probably what's in the food.
Yeah, I think there's some sort of virus, like a rage virus.
It really did overtake the taco for me.
Yeah, that just happens sometimes. Angered that his Taco Bell drive-thru order failed. It failed to include hot sauce.
Oh, you know, well, just sons of bitches.
You gotta have the fire sauce. If you don't ask for fire sauce, they won't give you fire sauce.
Bastards.
Yep. A Missouri man returned to the fast food restaurant and pulled a shotgun on an employee.
Oh, holy shit.
Wow, that dude's serious.
Chipotle.
He had a large white head and looked like a clown. The bizarre incident. Why is all these incidents bizarre? They're just
so
incidents.
Bizarre,
they
man.
Happen. It's life. Saturday evening resulted in the arrest of Jeremy Combs, 30-year-old convicted felon on both state and federal charges. Oh, he's screwed. Investigators with the Lee Summit Police Department interviewed Combs Sunday afternoon about the incident. He admitted that he purchased several items from Taco Bell, only to return home to discover the Taco Bell employee had failed to include his hot sauce. Why are all these people going home before they're checking their order? You check it before you leave the parking lot. And it fixes a lot of problems.
Weak sauce.
No, no sauce.
No, no sauce.
Pretty wax with a wet noodle bark.
All right, so this guy's an asshole, and he needs to have hot sauce at his house.
Yeah.
I mean, how difficult is it to buy a bottle of Lee's Red Hot or whatever, Louisiana Red Hot?
They put hot sauce in my juice! It's in my juice!
See, they even have enough for her juice.
That bitch got hot sauce. Go ask her.
Now, this is a beautiful escape.
Bitch, give me your hot sauce!
Oh, sorry.
Sometimes when you rob someplace and you just need to get away, you'll take the first thing that's nearby. You know, a car, a truck, a forklift.
Forklift.
Mm-hmm. Police in Ross Township have arrested a man after they said he stole a sandwich from a restaurant. Then tried to flee in a forklift parked nearby.
Okay.
Wait, you know, a sandwich?
My sandwich!
Police said Sean Faulkner ordered food from Sieb's Pub, ran out the door without paying. Employee Katie Donatelli said he was just very weird. We were very leery of him. Then don't give him his food!
You threw my sandwich away.
Witnesses told investigators Faulkner then tried to leave in a forklift. The forklift doesn't travel fast, so I don't know that he was able to make a speedy escape, said Detective Brian Colehep. Faulkner was found by responding officers sitting in the forklift, told them he saw the keys inside, and drove it to the parking lot next door.
What?
Apparently he was...
He fled next door?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he didn't go
That's
far.
About as far as you're going to get in, you know, a 20-minute window. Apparently, he was tired of walking.
It's like, oh, man, so tired. Gotta. Okay, I'll just go next door.
We've had construction vehicle thefts, but I don't know that anyone took one and used it as a getaway vehicle.
How fast do they go?
10 miles an hour.
Yeah, I was
going to
say. You're probably better
off
just running.
You were almost a Jill sandwich.
Oh, my God. Wow, I haven't heard that in ages. And last story, we're gonna end on a high note.
Oh, good.
Everyone loves to be loved.
I know I do.
Yeah, I do. Even though no one loves me.
Oh,
Bill, that's it's not true.
No one.
No.
Not a single person.
We all love you, Bill.
I'm a terrible human being.
Love it!
You know, the animal kingdom loves love, too.
They do?
Yeah, they do. The animal kingdom itself, you know, they wouldn't get by without love.
It doesn't sound like love to me.
A man in western Sweden was greeted by three elk engaged in what appeared to be group sex in his backyard.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is love.
Yeah, it is love. I had just gone out on the balcony to get some fresh air, Peter Lundgren, 43, said. They were eating apples, and then suddenly they assumed the position.
Was this Dolph's brother?
Yes, I believe it is. It is Sweden. I have a feeling Lundgren Pretty is like gun. Smith
we're
in
out
Sweden.
Of here.
Jones. Lundgren quickly grabbed his camera to document the young male elk mounting an older female elk, which in turn appeared to be sniffing or licking the rear end of another young male elk. Wow. That's talent.
Let me get my camera.
This is hot.
This shit is too good to pass
Nasty.
Up.
He explained that elk are a common sight in this neighborhood.
Oh, no.
Why is she sad?
Got it.
As the large beasts frequently roam from nearby wooded areas through people's yards, while he used to see elk get tipsy from eating fermented apples, he said he was wholly unprepared to have a front row seat at an elk sex show taking place in his backyard. Well, I mean, it's kind of not a show unless you're watching. He didn't necessarily have to watch the elk sex show.
Yeah.
thank you, Hell's Kitchen, for the point.
Yeah, and I love how they go to researchers who say it's extremely rare to see three elk doing things with one another.
They have to do their research.
Elk threesome! Yeah!
So strange.
LimeWire. Let me search. Elk threesome.
Yeah.
Careful.
You gotta get arrested!
They monitor that stuff.
Okay. And yes. That's news for this week with ending on a loving elk threesome.
You can't top the elk threesome. It's awesome.
No, you can't.
A little sexy like, double, you know?
It's so rare to see in the wild that when it happens, it's a special event.
Get your camera.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Huh?
Don't miss a minute of it.
Well, all right, Bill. Thank you for doing the news this week. I think it's time to do the DVDs, but we have no Steven. What the hell? What are we going to do?
Severn could sing.
I don't know.
Severn,
what's going on.
Yeah. Just no. Sing along with me, okay? Wait, Ninja Star or Zombie Kill?
Ooh, Ninja Star to the head. Ow.
Nice.
Man, you've got cat like reflexes.
All right, guys, let's do some DVDs. Ow. Let's do some DVDs. Let's do some DVDs. Let's do some DVDs. DVDs! 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 HD, Blu-ray, standard definition! DVDs!
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
Why does that get said after my singing? I don't get it. Did I bring the dead to life with that song?
It was hellacious.
Maybe I'm psychic.
Huh? What does that even mean? I wonder what Terra Nova's all about, guys.
What's Terra Nova really about?
What is it about?
We'll see.
Huh?
So we still don't know.
You'll see season 3. Wait, what?
It's about CGI dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah.
Real zombies in your area.
Oh, then I would watch it, huh?
That, yeah.
Dinosaur threesomes.
Oh, dude. Oh. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
All right, starting DVDs.
Excuse me?
Severin.
Wait, what did I miss?
I'm gonna sob, man.
Oh, hey, no, don't feel the bad, Grace. It's okay. Dinosaur threesomes are natural, you know?
I'm so sad. I need to see an elk threesome to be happy.
Sometimes I think that chick is, you know, she's just...
putting on a show or actually crazy?
She's crazy.
Yeah. I am! No, you're not! You're lying!
I'm not lying, you guys are lying!
Huh? I just think she's lying.
I can't take it anymore! I can't take it anymore!
All right, Bill. Let's see, what do we have in the DVDs?
All right, DVDs for Tuesday, November 1st, 2011. Excellent week for DVDs, starting off with a favorite of many people, Bikini Time Machine.
Ah, yes. Mm-hmm. Quite the... no, wait. What is this?
What?
two down-on-their-luck waitresses become paid guinea pigs in a wacky doctor's time travel experiments, traveling back and forth through history as a peculiar side effect as it makes the girls lose control of themselves and become very frisky.
Oh, this is like a Skinamax movie.
Yes, it is. I wonder if it's directed by Jim Wynorski.
Oh, is it?
No, I have no idea.
That guy's
but
a
it should be.
I'm totally going to see that.
The cover is just awful. Two women in bikinis with like, okay, let's put a dinosaur in the background here. Let's. Well, that's pretty much it. Just a dinosaur in the background.
They put girls in bikinis on Terra Nova. That might work.
There you go.
Oh, wait, they tried that with the pilot episode.
Did oh shit, they did.
Does this movie star Beverly Lynn by any chance, Bill?
I don't know. It doesn't list it.
Oh,
but okay. I'm sure IMDb has full details on the epic film that is Bikini Time Machine.
That's what
you've lost your sparkle.
Oh yes, there it is. Bikini Time Machine, otherwise known as Rewind Time Machine.
Oh.
Directed by Fred Olen Ray. Don't know who that is.
Oh, like Olin Mills? Olin Mills?
Yes, the film has a flat matte finish on it.
It's like, I see the print. Something's wrong with this. It doesn't look good.
It looks very flat. Oh, my gosh. I love this guy's headshot. Fred Olen Ray's in a tux with a cigar.
Nice. He's got big sausage fingers holding his cigar.
At one point, he was a wrestler named Fabulous Freddie Valentine.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
So, you know, he's staying in the game.
You know what? I'm done with wrestling. I'm going to get into the cinema now. I'm going to put my thoughts on the silver screen.
And I got the great idea.
Scenes, you know?
I got these women in bikinis and the time travelers. It's freaking excellent.
The bikini girls, you know, what they do is they change history. You know, they just screw it all up in the future. But, hey, they get naked, so it's okay when they step on the bus.
Excellent. All right, moving on to another excellent film written by John Carpenter. Ooh. We have Black Moon Rising.
Oh, hell yeah! Are you kidding me, man?
With Linda Hamilton and Tommy Lee Jones. Robert Vaughn. Yet. I think Bubba Smith's in this one, too.
You hear me, asshole?
Huh? That movie's awesome because it's got a jet car in it. Remember this?
It does.
Yes, I do.
You saw this in the theater. And yeah. I actually had it on an intro not too long ago. Do you remember that, Bill?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And they made sure they put that jet car that looks like a... what does that look like? Kind of like a... Ford Festiva.
It's like a. It's like really flat. It
yeah,
almost looks like you could bite into it like it's a chocolate bar.
It's almost like a squished Pinto.
Hey, fine.
Yeah, it's squished really strange.
Pinto. No, it looks like a flat race car. Like it got squished in.
It looks like they were going to demolish it, and they're like, "Oh wait, no, stop! It flies."
Bubba Smith has the best line in the movie. He goes, "Don't f with the government." Awesome. But as I said before, William Sanderson plays a mute guy who gets killed. It's really sad.
And he's mute?
Yeah, he's... Oh, wait. I just needed my remote, and I put it on mute because I got a phone call. So I think he can talk. So, never mind.
You muted him.
I don't know.
All right. Moving on, we have Cars 2. Electric Boogaloo.
Yes, Cars.
Electric Boogaloo.
On Blu-ray and Blu-ray 3D.
Oh, no, the car died, Bill.
That's what happens when it can't go to the bathroom.
Oh, I guess, how do they go to the bathroom?
I don't think they go, I think they just kind of get constipated and then.
Is that what the exhaust is?
Do they not eat?
Yeah, my main problem with the whole Cars franchise is who made them. If they're all living things, did other cars make them? How? They don't have
hands.
No, they have
it
tires.
They were made by a creator in 7 days.
That's right.
Oh, they were made by the
Big
car.
Bang.
The car being the...
Car the God.
Car God.
Car God, yes.
Yeah. Oh, the guy, Lee Iacocca.
There you go.
He was made in... They were made in his image.
He did look kind of donutty.
Mm-hmm.
Donut tires, you know?
Get it.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you know I have no interest in this movie. I didn't like the first.
Oh,
it's
burning like a kid. You guys hear that? I just know that anytime Larry the Cable Guy's in a movie, I'm like, I don't ever want to see this.
Did Emma like it?
What?
Either one of the Cars movies?
I think she generally liked the first one, but...
Not interested in the second one.
We're more interested in Puss in Boots. Puss in Boots.
Infection in Shoes.
He's a kitty cat. And he goes like this. Ooh, he's so cute.
And he sounds like the Nasonex bee.
He sounds like... God, that was a nice one. I was going to say, let's play.
Same guy.
Oh, no.
You should look that up.
I bet you they just hired some knockoff. Like, can you sound like Antonio Banderas?
I'm going to sob, man.
It's like when those people can't afford James Earl Jones and they get a different James Earl Jones.
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm frustrated.
All right, on Blu-ray we have the complete 3D Toy Story collection, which I'll also pass on. I really don't need them in 3D.
Yeah, no. I can't. I have no way of viewing them that way. And you know what? I've never seen Toy Story 2 or 3 yet. I've seen the first one.
You've never seen Toy Story 2? It's the best one. I hated 3.
No, I haven't.
3 was like, oh, you know, it's time to grow up and leave your toys behind, so give them to some kid and, you know, move on with your life because you're too old now.
Hey, it happens, you know. I left my Han Solo. I wish I could have him back.
I don't know. I just Toy Story 3 really rubbed me the wrong way. I was like,
I
know people
that.
Loved it,
yeah.
But I'm sitting there watching it. I'm just like, F you. This entire thing is terrible.
Right.
It's just preachy and irritating.
Yeah,
and it was really creepy, like super creepy.
But maybe that's why I liked it.
Really? Like they all get dropped off at this daycare, and then the daycare is run by this psychotic bear voiced by Ned Beatty, and it's just like, it's really creepy.
I'm gonna sob, man.
I'm like, this is a kid's movie? Alright, moving on.
What happened to your toys when you were a kid?
Yeah, why are you so cynical?
What happened? Somebody took your toys away.
Hell, I probably destroyed all of them. I was like Sid. If I could blow shit up, I'd do it.
That's why.
No, I know I like that, Bill.
No, you know what? Honestly,
as
a kid, I had 3 sisters. I very rarely got action figures. I didn't really have toys as much as the toys I liked were like mechanical toys, like Hot Wheels and what else? Mechanical toys.
I didn't have many toys.
So you never formed a bond with your toys?
No, I never had a toy that was like, oh my God. Because toys didn't last long in my house. It's like I was telling Jason earlier this week, one of my favorite toys I ever had was this Digger Dan construction crane. And, you know, and it's because I could like lift shit up and turn it and move it and put it in different places. And my sister, or one of my sisters, knew that I loved it. And the moment they realized that I love something, they would destroy it. So that, just to spite me.
What the hell was their problem?
No, I don't know. My sister Shaylin took she cut the string that, you know, the whole idea of having a crane is having a string that can lift shit, and she cut it. We just never got it fixed. I was so defeated by it that I just never got it fixed. I was like, fine. They'll just cut it again.
I'm going to get you.
Some ice cream.
Yeah.
Wow, that's horrible. It's like reminds me of that time Grace said.
No, I just said that.
No, oh my God.
Yeah.
Jesus.
There you go.
Okay.
Sorry. Now I'm all depressed.
Well, I know my childhood sucked.
All I can say, you know, that sounds like some deep, you know, some crazy shit or whatever. But I mean, Emma liked Toy Story 3.
Did she?
Yeah, she
did.
Did
like everything.
But, you know, kids like all that stuff. They just...
It just seems scary for kids in my mind.
But sometimes scary is good when you're a kid, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Star Wars scared the shit out of me. I had problems taking bath for weeks because I thought one of those, like, garbage compactor things would be in there. And...
Well, don't forget about Ghoulies, Bill, and the turtle.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't take a poop because I thought they'd eat my ass off.
I wonder if that's some kind of phobia.
Fear of ghoulies?
No.
Fear of having your ass eaten off?
No, fear of the toilet. Ghoulie fear.
Well, I'll tell you what, when I was a kid, I was a little scared of the toilet because our next door neighbor, he illegally hacked into our sewage line.
I thought you were going to say, like, computers.
Yeah. No. He like, dug into the sewer. So he wouldn't have to pay, you know, the utilities. He broke into our line and hooked up to ours. And in that process, I guess a snake had gone into the pipe and crawled up into the toilet. Yes.
So
it does.
That was an interesting time for one of my sisters.
What the hell?
Lifted the lid and there was a snake in the toilet.
I'd be like, I'm never going to the bathroom in this house again.
Ghoulies and snakes.
And
all right.
Gorgeous zombies.
Yes.
Moving on, we have Copland, the collector series on Blu-ray.
Oh, that's the movie where Sylvester Stallone gained all that weight.
Yes, it is.
He got real big.
It's the movie where we went, wow, Sylvester Stallone can actually act.
You know the part that cracked me up in that? And I remember the audience laughing, too, when Robert Patrick gets shot in that. He makes a face like of shock, like, I just got shot. And it's hilarious, the face he makes. And it's like the director would say, let's try something else. Because when the whole audience laughs at your death scene, it's not good.
No.
Because he's like, oh! Like, his eyes are wide open, and he slides slowly down the wall, and people are like, man, that was hilarious! But I like when the guy, they, you know, he's deaf in one ear, and they shoot the gun off in the other ear, so the whole gunfight is it going, you know, because that's all he hears.
Well, James Mangold is an artist.
It's pretty awesome. I want to do a scene with zombies where it's all... You can't hear anything. It's just zombies getting killed.
Dude, that's off
with
it again.
You know, just, you know, high pitch thing or something.
I think I have a headache now.
Oh, Bill, I'm sorry.
Holy
something like
that sound is so piercing.
I'm sorry.
And so dangerous.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Next DVD and Blu-ray is Crazy Stupid Love. Is that zombie in love?
He's crazy stupid in love.
Oh, man.
It's crazy.
That's the craziest, stupidest kind. Yeah, this has like one of those ensemble casts.
You're crazy.
With Steve Carell, Julianne Moore, Marissa Tomei, Kevin Bacon's in this? Damn, I gotta watch it.
Hell yeah, ensemble comedy, sign me up. No, sign me out.
It's
done.
It's ensemble.
Oh,
ensemble.
Ensemble.
Yes.
I got nothing. Sorry.
All right, moving on, we have
stupid
Hook
haggis
on Blu-ray.
What was it?
Hook.
Hook. Not Hulk, but Hook.
Not Hulk. Hook.
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 You got the hook up, dude.
Bangarang.
Rufio! You know,
I hate this movie.
I hate Rufio, but I love the black kid who can roll up into a ball. That
yes.
shit is awesome.
I mean, come on. I was, like, offended by that because I couldn't do it. I was just as big. I wanted to turn into a ball and roll.
Hooker at an 8-ball, please.
Excuse me?
No, a ball, not an 8-ball.
Hook is what was Spielberg smoking?
Yeah, it was so bizarre.
Smoking! Oh, sorry. I can't believe I did that. Please forgive me. But seriously,
And there's people that love this movie. I think they all must be smoking something.
I think that Dustin Hoffman's casting was good, and so was Bob Hoskins, but besides that, you know.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, why did they make it look so set-like? It's all
yeah.
on a set. It doesn't look...
It looks like it's shot on a back lot.
It's on Pinewood Studios. Everything's made of wood. It doesn't... why didn't they try?
Pinewood!
Pinewood Studios,
remember the
Studios,
Tinkerbell
you know?
Sexy?
Yes, and stunning Julia Roberts as Tinkerbell.
Yes, with that attractive laugh, that guffaw.
Yeah.
Whoa,
wait, what was that, Bill?
No.
Oh, okay. Nice, gutsy.
Brains.
All right, Bill, what else we got?
All right, moving on, we have the the annual re-releasing of a It's a Wonderful Life gift set. Aww. Because how many times can you own It's a Wonderful Life?
Yeah.
Even though it's on television constantly in the month of December.
Yeah, I mean, what? I've never seen. I guess I need to just watch it.
Yeah, I've never watched it.
I've seen bits of it on TV.
Listen, it's not a bad movie. It's not. It's not the masterpiece.
Oh no! Yeah.
It's not the masterpiece people claim it to be.
Frank Capra, right?
Yeah. Directed, produced, written,
my problem
all that
is
happy
they haven't
stuff.
Colorized it yet. Then I'll watch it.
No, this comes with a colorized version.
Oh, yes!
There you go.
Yeah!
Now you can watch it.
So, yeah, you can have either the color or the black and white.
Hell's yizzles.
Now, I was always wondering, the colorized, because the film itself isn't colorized because it's a black and white negative, right?
Right. What they do is the poignant object in a emotional scene is colorized, like a handkerchief floating down is colored red or something like that.
Okay. I thought maybe they colorized like everything.
No, I'm kidding. I completely made that up.
I thought maybe they were like doing the Steven Spielberg Schindler's
right.
List thing.
Just whenever I stop down the show, a zombie kill kind of fixes everything. It's back to
always.
I'm just kind of fascinated how the colorizing process works because... You know, how do they decide, like, oh, this needs color, oh, this needs texture.
Do you remember, was it in the 80s when they started doing that? And people were like, whoa, time out.
Yeah, the Ted Turner colorization.
George Lucas, it was like, you shouldn't go and change films. That's wrong.
Yeah.
I would never do...
He actually appeared before Congress and said it.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. Said, don't change films. They're memories and film history and... You shouldn't screw with them, unless you're me. then I can screw with whatever I want to do.
Hell
all right,
yeah.
Moving on. We have I'll mention it.
Okay.
Because Michael McDonald's just such an awesome guy. You know,
yes.
One of the kings of yacht rock. Here he does a tribute to Motown. What?
What?
Who's whispering?
What is it again? Yacht rock?
Well, he is the king of yacht rock.
Oh, yeah.
But he does a tribute to Motown, and I don't really care about that. But, hey, it comes with a Michael McDonald Live Blu-ray, which actually has It Keeps You Running, Sweet Freedom, or Freet Sweetum, depending on your preference.
I know the song he did for Running Scared. Bam!
Yes. That's Sweet Freedom. I keep forgetting.
See, Bill,
which...
I don't know the lyrics. It just goes.
Well, that's all you need.
Okay, I'm stopping.
You know, I Keep Forgetting turned out to be one of the best rap songs ever from Warren G. Regulators Mount Up. What? You don't know that one?
No.
You did a flyby on me.
Come on! That Warren G song kicked ass. I can't even remember what the hell it was called.
Yeah, see, there it was.
But yeah, he does all his... I'm a little disappointed that he doesn't do Yamo Be There, but I guess he doesn't have James Ingram, so he can't do it.
I was thinking a 40-year-old version of that. It just plays over and over again.
Yeah. Yamo Be There. Mortal Kombat Legacy on Blu-ray. I guess this is the new one.
Oh,
is this the direct-to-video
Mortal Kombat! Sorry.
It looks like it has the dude from Heroes in it.
Get out of here.
Or not Heroes. What the hell was that horrible show?
Nakamura in it?
the one with the aliens that came to Earth. But what the hell was that called? The Event. It has the Asian agent from The Event in it.
Oh, does it have Connor McLeod in it as Raiden?
It should, but I don't believe it does.
You stupid haggis.
Oh. Perfect casting.
I guess so.
Let's cast Christopher Lambert or Lambert as an
Lambert.
Asian.
Yeah, I don't know. I No, it doesn't. It has Jeri Ryan in it. Jeez, how the hell did that happen?
She was, which number of the cast was she?
Was she nine? Seven of nine?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Set that up, too.
I'm sorry.
Oh, shit, yeah. Scrooged on Blu-ray, finally.
Nice.
I watched the DVD every Christmas. I remember seeing that in the theater as a kid. Love that movie. One of my favorite parts, even now, is whenever they bring out the dancers, the solid gold dancers, and like, these outfits are not family friendly. You can see nipple, and then he grabs one of the construction guys. He's like, you can barely see that nipple. It's like, see, you can barely see it. It works. It's great. It's such a ridiculous movie, but I love it.
It really is.
All right. Lastly, we have a movie called Trespass with with Nicolas Cage and Nicole Kidman.
I thought you were talking
not
about
that Trespass.
The Winter Hill movie.
No. Apparently, this is a movie where a husband and wife are held for ransom.
No, and it's, I just said that.
And it's directed by Joel Schumacher.
Oh, Joel Schumacher. Oh, yeah, yep. Schumacher. I'm sorry.
He mocks shoes.
He does mock shoes.
He's shoes. So mean.
I'm barefoot. Guess what? Don't need ya.
Yeah, my feet are calloused. Screw you.
I wear moccasins.
Oh, and if you're a woman who desperately loves horrible films, Water for Elephants.
Oh,
the last minutes.
I mean, yeah. Just women? Is Tim Oliphant in there?
Water for Oliphants, yes.
Wow.
Some effeminate men might enjoy watching Robert Pattinson fall in love with another man's wife.
Wait, just hold on a second.
Okay, go get water! Go get some water!
Go get some water for this elephant! It needs some
Oh my
stat.
God, it's my dad! He needs water!
This elephant needs some water. You throw some water through the air and you see the apparition of my dad, it's because he's a ghost! What?
He needs refreshed!
He needs refreshed. It's like the sentence makes no sense.
He's all dried out. He's a ghost. He just needs some water. He'll be back. He'll make some cakes with us.
He sounds like Vinnie Barbarino.
I'm getting a little bit of rubber hose, Dad.
I think they're using that brown water.
Oh, no. Buddy, they're using brown water on your ghost, Dad.
Give my dad some brown water.
You will use clean water on my ghost, Dad. Hey, that's the guy from Cake Boss.
I got to go back and watch that just for the EVPs because it just sounded like static.
You hear that? He said he loved you. He's very proud of you. And he owns all the seasons of Cake Boss on DVD up in heaven.
They're him and Jesus watch together. Huge fans.
All right. What other DVDs do we have this week?
That's it. We're at the end.
Oh, we're at the end. Okay. All right, Bill. Well, thank you for doing the DVDs this week. Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
Little sexy double, you know?
Thank you. Good night. Here all week, try the veal. And scene.
Zombies.
Oh, yes. Lovely. All right, everyone. That was episode 248 of Nowhere in Mole Bear. No, Nowhere in Mole Scary.
Wow.
so clever.
So very clever, Adam. And you know what? Since we usually I tell you to call our voicemail, but since that's not working right now, why don't you send us an MP3 recording to nimpodcast@gmail.com? Right, Bill?
Yeah.
That's pretty easy to do,
isn't it? Yeah, it's not that hard.
You could also call our Skype, couldn't you? Or I don't have the number going.
Yeah, what? Do we even have a number anymore?
What is my Skype ID? The J-Strom or something?
Yeah.
They could, if you have Skype, you can leave me a, I don't even know if I have an email on this.
Just record something and send it to the email.
Yeah, I'm going to set up a voicemail this week, find a free thing or something. But also go to our forum and you could tell us stuff there, too.
If you feel like it.
NimForum.com. Also join our Norm Mulberry fan club on the Facebook. Everyone loves Facebook.
Yeah, we need to break 100 again. I still want to know what bastard dropped out.
It wasn't me.
Aren't we at 100 right now?
We are, but we were 101 2 weeks ago.
Maybe somebody was like, you know what? No.
Not for me.
That Steven rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah, it's definitely
the
Steven.
The things he's always saying about...
He's so tactless.
He's so filled with... I don't know even. I've got nothing. I wish Jason
terrible
would stop
things.
Talking. He's such a yes man.
Yeah.
Neck pain and headaches.
Right, Steven?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope you feel... Do you feel better, Steven?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
You sound it.
You having a good time, Steven?
No.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. He wasn't
think about it.
Well, that was our zombie show. Pretty exciting,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Not really enough zombie kills. Remember back in the day, we'd get overrun with zombies, Bill?
Yeah, they were attacking my library.
Yeah, we just don't have time to do that anymore, do we?
No, there's too many games to play.
Yeah. What about, let's see, what do you think? What kind of kill do you want again, Bill? Random
zombie
kill.
How about a free time kill?
Free time kill.
Do we have any free time?
I don't know what that means.
No, I don't either.
Just making a bad reference. How about I really love the crossbow.
Wait,
the crossbow is just juicy and crunchy.
But explain the free time thing, because it's going to bother me.
Are you talking about the movie?
No, I'm talking about the guy who said we have a lot of free time.
Oh, okay.
I know, that was way... You can just edit that out. Wow. It's 12:05, I'm tired. Leave me alone.
You seem to have a lot of free time.
Screw you, buddy.
That guy!
Yeah.
No, crossbow!
I like that little, like, it's kind of a squeak.
Yeah, and there's kind of a... Do you hear the spring action? The boom.
Yeah. Thing?
And then the pause and sack of potatoes hits the ground. Listen to that. Yeah, you do hear like a...
Yeah, it's like a gurgle, like a squeak gurgle of blood.
That's awesome, man. That sounds good.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Huh? Here, I'm going to make a sandwich, guys. Hold on. It's got some mayonnaise. Some mustard. All right.
Is that like industrial
and then
sandwich?
Let me squish the two pieces of bread together and take a bite.
Sounds like you're using a shovel.
It's a big sandwich.
Mmm, delicious.
Sounds bony.
What do you have in there?
Fritos.
Oh, nice.
Pixie sticks, Fritos, and peanut butter.
Oh.
I could go for a Frito pie right now.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to be overrun with zombies here in a second. So I'm going to say see you next week, guys. Severin, thank you so much for sitting in. It's just I can't get you to stop talking.
I
mean, can I get a word in?
I think I scared him.
I was getting upset.
Steven, you're like Harpo on the show.
Well, at least we can actually hear him.
Well, good times, guys. Laura, Bill. Severin, thanks for having us, and we all wish Steven a speedy recovery from whatever he's suffering.
And a speedy delivery.
All right, guys, see you next week and whenever, and happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Bye.
Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween.
Take him away, boys.
Hey, I'm the chief here. Take him away, toys.
What'd you say, chief?
Do what the cat says.
kill zombies in your area.
Now this is podcasting.
Scaredy cat.
No, understand it!
I'm frustrated.
Possessed by the devil.
Brains.
Welcome final today.